Okay, band meeting. Brett.
Yes.
Jermaine.
Also yes.
Murray, present. Of course. Right. Oh, yes, item one.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
One, two, three.
Bad boy!
Four, five, six.
B.I.G. Ah!
This world, it's a dark, dark forest. If you open up a man and look into most of their hearts, you'll find disgust and evil. Your own parents, your mother and father, would slit your throat just to get ahead. And when you find a wife, you watch her. You don't believe a single word she says, because at the core, people are sh**.
You want showmanship? You got it!
Hi, I'm Peter Griffin. You know, there's an issue facing many Americans today that I know concerns a great number of us. According to Gallup polls, 1 in 12 Americans is unaware that the bird is the word. I, for one, dream of an America where everybody knows that the bird is the word.
And now...
our feature presentation.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Miss Double December, come... What just happened to me?
I don't know.
What just happened? Did I have a stroke right there?
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Yeah.
Good times.
That really does happen to me about 700 times as much as most people, right?
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, it's catching. It's starting to happen to me a lot more often, too. I'll tell
you
that.
I love that.
Yesterday, we were interviewing somebody, and I had two final questions as we were wrapping up. And I said, question one is, ask the question, totally forgot what question number two was.
Now,
that is all Kevin
right
me. There.
That's me. That is. I do that all the time. Because
that's your trademark move right there.
Well, when I focus on question one, all other questions go right out the window.
Right.
And I have to try and capture it again in a moment, and it just doesn't work that way.
It's a frightening feeling, though. I mean, I don't think we have been cutting you enough slack
Thank
with
you.
How difficult it is to be you.
Well, it's not just difficult to be me. It's difficult to be me in this group where everybody not only doesn't jump in and help, but, you know, makes a note and rewinds the tape and plays it over and over again.
What? We don't do that.
And that is part of it that makes it worse to do it in this job, besides the obvious embarrassment that you sound crappy to the listeners, is in your head you already hear, and now a moment with.
Yep.
You already hear that happening as the mistake is happening. It's
yep.
like if you're playing professional sports, you already know you're going to be on the highlight reel.
Yeah,
you know, it's
not good, because then once you start focusing on moment with, then there's no way you're going to get yourself out of it.
That's right.
You might as well just fall on your own sword.
By the way, we're going to take your calls. Phone lines are open right now if you want to be the first in for Kevin Bean's What It Do Nephew, Wednesday edition, 1-800-520-1067. We need some sort of a strategy today to figure out how to approach the newly single Megan Fox. That needs to be our first and foremost mission today. Is what we're going to do about that.
How to approach her. You mean how to handle it on the air, or literally how to approach her?
How to approach her. Clearly, she's hurting and needs to be held. And clearly,
and
I need to be
man?
First. I need to be first in that line, and I need the right strategy, because, you know, she's a complicated, delicate little flower.
And you, my friend, are empathy times 100. I mean, you're really
yes.
the only one who could really just give her a shoulder to cry on.
That's what I'm known as. Some people just call me, hey, there, here comes the shoulder to cry on,
yep.
because I'm so good with stuff like that.
That is true.
Imagine if you're Brian Austin Green, you've already suffered the shame and embarrassment of being on Beverly Hills 90210, and now you've got to deal with, for the rest of your life, I somehow figured out a way to be engaged to and then screwed up and lost Megan Fox.
Yeah.
Pretty bad.
Yeah.
That's like I got fired from the Beatles. That's what that's like. That's like, I used to be the drummer for the Beatles, and you know what I'm not? Is the drummer for the Beatles now.
And
no matter what he does, he always is going to think, I was engaged to Megan Fox, but I blew it.
He isn't the Terminator, right?
Terminator, yes,
Sarah Connor Chronicles.
Yeah.
Right.
But that's not Megan Fox.
And how much of a difference does that make in his life compared to sleeping with Megan Fox?
Well, probably not much, but.
Yeah.
Mm. Suicide watch, would you say?
Definitely.
Yeah, he can't be happy.
I mean, nothing will ever rise to that, ever.
So to speak.
Yes.
I mean.
Exactly. He may never rise again.
If we see him with Odette Yusman in a week, maybe we'll feel differently. But I'm saying for right now, it's looking pretty bleak for young Brian Austin Green.
Wow.
Yeah. Poor guy.
Sucks
to be him.
Although he would probably say, and he doesn't seem very public. He doesn't seem like the kind of guy who talks much about the relationship. But he'll probably tell his friends he's glad he's gone because she was difficult to live with.
Oh,
blah,
sure.
Blah, blah, blah. And it's all her fault, and he's glad it's over.
What a nightmare,
blah, blah, blah.
Thank God. And then he's going to go cry in a closet someplace.
Fetal position.
He's having good. All right. We'll take your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067. Any topic is fine.
We're sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
Is you walk into any Southern California Burger King and you say, hey, I won this $25 gift certificate from K-Rock. I want everything on the menu. That's what it do, because that's what you get for being on the air with us. For Kevin and Bean's What It Do, Nephew, 1-800-520-1067.
All right, let's start with Paul, who's calling from Hollywood. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, what it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
What it do, baby boo?
Hey, Paul.
Hey, guys, I was thinking, I know Megan Fox used to have kind of that whole lesbian thing going on when she first moved out to L.A.
Sure.
I think we kind of need to get her back on it, but we need to get her on Baby Steps, but really trashy. So I think we need to get her with one of the reject girls from Rock a Love Bus.
Oh, Rock a Love Bus. I don't know if you've been watching that, Bean. That is magic.
That's the skankerific show, right?
Skank is too classy a word.
I don't want to dirty up my Megan with those girls, to tell you the truth.
I'd like to see that happen, though.
She will absolutely catch something if she heads in that direction.
Probably, you're right.
Well, but she's going to have to move on to many different, people. She's not just going to settle on one.
Right.
So why
true.
Not the Rock a Love Bus?
Let her have some fun for a while.
Right.
Let her play, yeah.
All right, let's go to Louie and El Monte. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on?
I just wanted to ask if anybody caught that senator not paying attention or sleeping when Barack Obama mentioned him in his speech, and the camera went right to him, and the guy next to him had to nudge him.
Really? I didn't watch the speech last night, but I always find that funny because you know that they've heard everything and they're tired.
Oh, yeah.
And they just were probably having sex with their assistant or whatever.
But yeah, a lot of people are bored during those events.
But he was talking specifically about this guy?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Everything, and the camera went to him, wasn't even paying attention. The guy next to him had to nudge him twice.
Awesome.
Wow.
There were a bunch of reaction shots in the crowd last night with people who looked like they were just just dozing or just, burned out or tired or something. I mean, they were not engaged. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does a guy, how good a public speaker does a guy have to be? I think probably the problem is that they've been trained for 8 years that nothing goes on when someone's speaking up there. So they just.
And a lot of it is, hey, good speech. You're saying all the right things, but ...
Yeah,
sure. This is politics and this is how the government works. And let's see how we feel about this in a year.
All right. Let's go to Nolan in Newport Beach. Good morning, Nolan. What'd it do?
What it do?
What's going on?
Hey, I'm a construction worker. I'm covered from head to toe in tattoos, and I'm working over here in Newport. I'm from East L.A., and it doesn't seem like these ladies really love me too much. What is it? What is it about me?
Well, are you menacing?
Maybe just a little bit. Eh?
Okay. Okay, well, I'd say that's it.
Menacing is not on the list of qualities that a woman looks for in a man.
No, but the reason I ask that is because if you're covered from head to toe in tattoos, that a lot of people assume that means you're bad in every way, blah, blah, blah. You're a gang member, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, you better be a teddy bear if that's the case.
I'm a big, Lisa May, I'm a teddy bear.
She'll go out with you then.
you sold me.
You can have Lisa.
Whatever it is you think you are offering, the ladies are not seeing first thing. That's the problem. As Lisa's right, you're going to have to adjust your approach a little bit to kind of balance some of the perhaps preconceived notions they may have based on your appearance.
Maybe I'll wear a turtleneck and some slacks.
There you go.
That's not a bad idea.
Another thing, Nolan, is if you're from East Los and you're trying to spit game out in Newport Beach, that's going to be pretty tough. That's a pretty big transition of your demo. You might want to stick closer to East Los and you might have a little more success.
I like to broaden my horizon. I like to play the field.
I can understand that, but you may not speak Newport Beach. That's all we're saying.
Okay.
I want to date you. Don't get me wrong, but I'm just saying.
I love it.
You sound like a good guy, Nolan. I'm sure you're going to be fine, man. Thanks for calling, okay?
Right. Where should we go?
Well, we got to talk to Ben. We need the prison update.
Prison update. Hey, Ben.
Hey.
What's going on?
Not a whole lot. Yeah, I have a recipe from a California state penitentiary that includes hot Cheetos.
Now, before we hear the recipe, I want to hear your background. Were you in prison?
Yeah.
What'd you do and for how long were you in jail?
No, Bean, they put
I spent 5 years for commercial burglary and grand larceny.
You stole a commercial?
That's cool.
No, the reason I asked Kevin is because I didn't know that he was the guy in prison. He could have just gotten the recipe from somebody in prison.
Well, all right, but I'm saying, what are they putting down background. The recipe book?
Well, I don't know. That's the background we're trying to discover here.
Actually,
all right,
it is in a recipe book, actually.
But is it in a prison recipe book?
You can say that. It's called Baller State Prison, spread Calvi style.
All right, I guess so.
But
all right, what is it?
Listen to this. You take a large trash bag, 15 top ramen soups, 2 cans of tuna, 2 smoked oysters, 2 cans of smoked clams, 6 ounces of mayonnaise, and a bag of hot Cheetos. You mix it all in the trash bag, you shake it up real well, and you get a tortilla and you make a taco.
Are you sure that isn't an attempt to throw up so that you can go to the infirmary? Because that sounds terrible.
It happens all the time, and it's actually good.
Ben, where do you get all that stuff in prison? I mean, do you go grocery shopping?
No, the commissary, you know, once a month you get to go to the prison store and buy all
that
stuff.
That sounds awesome.
I like that they mix it in a trash bag. That's my favorite part.
Yeah, because they don't exactly give you pots and pans, do they?
Nope.
All right, we'll try it. Thank
you. Sounds yummy. Yep. Makes you more appealing to me than ever.
You know what I have to do? I have to have Beer Mug try that.
Oh, that's a great idea.
He's our guinea pig.
Yeah.
Okay.
We should try and make that recipe and then have Beer Mug give it a shot.
It sounds to me like a pretty decent spread, by the way.
I'd like you to try it as well, then.
Something that would go well on the chips or tortillas or something like that.
All right.
That was an entertaining round of calls this morning.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show. We have Andrew Siciliano coming into the studio talking sports.
Awesome.
Always love him. It's Wednesday, the 25th of February. We have tickets for the world premiere of Watchmen.
Mm-hmm.
Very excited about that. Can't wait for that to come out. Beyonce sings bad songs.
How dare you, by the way? How dare you?
I'm with Kevin on this.
Thank you, Lisa. No. Oh, no. Lisa's with me on this.
What? No, it's good for me. Okay. I'm not Mike.
All right. I'm just checking. Internet Roundup today. Great Sports Announcers edition.
Mm-hmm.
And we still are qualifying you for K-Rock's World Tour, destination number 5, which is Rise Against in Tokyo.
Hey!
We're going to do that drawing on Friday morning, so you're running out of time to qualify, but you still have a couple of days, and we will do that this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We have the Showbiz Beat next. Now, Ralph is on vacation this week.
So mm-hmm. Who's up?
So we've taken to having different people fill in on the Showbiz Beat. I did it. Mike did it. Bean did it yesterday. King of Mexico is up next.
Yeah!
Exciting.
King of Mexico, Showbiz Beat, next.
You look very Mexican. Keep up the good work.
Hi, Dave, the King of Mexico. How are you, man?
Hey, what's going on?
It's time for the Showbiz Beat, and Dave, the King of Mexico, is our celebrity showbiz host. It's working. All right, Dave.
That's fun.
Dave doesn't get a chance to push very many buttons. Well done.
All right. Guys, I got to thank you. Do you feel the power of the Kevin and Bean Show? How long have we wanted this?
What? How long have we wanted what?
Megan Fox
and
Brian Austin Green have reportedly broke up.
Yay!
They have broke up.
Broken up.
Right.
No, they broke up. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, according to Us Weekly, the relationship has run its course and they're completely... The breakup was completely amicable.
Oh, that's so great.
And they are remaining friends.
Oh, that's great.
A lot of people who get along great and think the world of each other split. I mean, that is a fact.
Yeah, no kidding, huh? And, well, at least they don't have tattoos of each other's names on their arms.
That's right. They did that.
Oh, no.
It looks like she's going to have to add Sanchez to that name, right? Dave Sanchez. Yeah.
I know that King was thinking the same thing I was, which is how could I be first? I know that King is already working his no-game to figure out a way to get to Megan Fox.
Yeah. You guys know that that's crazy, though, right?
Somebody's going to get her.
Yes, but it's not going to be you.
Why not?
You're aware because you're
why
you.
Why not?
Because unless she comes to your house, you're never going to meet her.
He was Brian Austin Green. Don't you think he was sitting around with his friends going, hey, look how hot she is. I can get her. They're like, yeah, right. You're Brian Austin Green. I mean, look, it always looks different from the outside.
And he already had a kid. You don't have any kids, Bean.
That's
and
right.
I don't have any kids. So I think we're... Right.
Well, that's it. You both have a great shot then.
All right.
We're a step up.
News.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Glad to help, Dave.
Yeah. On a new couple alert, Natalie Portman
has a new cup.
Has a new cup, yes. Mm. One cup.
Oh.
And Brazilian Rodrigo Santoro.
Who's he?
He's a dude who played that big guy in 300, and he was on Lost.
Oh.
You guys...
What? The big dude in 300? Like the giant?
The giant... Well, you know, he was the king. King Xerxes or... No, wait, that was 300. Yeah, 300, right?
I sure wish you would know who that is.
Yeah, that's that guy.
Okay. All right.
Well, according to In Touch, they're trying to keep it very low profile, but they're coming out together.
Natalie Portman seems like she'd be fun. She seems like she'd be a good deal.
Yes, she does.
She's got to be like one quarter the size of him.
Right.
That's right?
True. He's actually not that tall.
Oh, he's not that big?
Yeah, just for the movie, they made him into a giant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but now he has a nasty scar because of the spear.
Yeah.
Sure.
Sucks.
Yeah. Women dig scars.
They do.
Yeah, I guess they also dig vampires.
Quite often.
Anna Paquin and her True Blood co-star, Stephen Moyer, are a couple.
Yeah.
Yes, teeth. Yes. Why doesn't she get those teeth?
What's up with the...
I don't know. She must...
You know, in the Oscars, she looked pretty and then she smiled.
I think it's one of those... for me... That's one of those hot imperfections.
Really?
Like, yeah, it's kind of sexy that she's a little effed up.
I think she's kind of like ugly hot, where she's not hot in a normal sense, but
there's
she's hot.
About her.
Yeah.
And in True Blood, she's way hot.
And she's a party. You can tell
she is a party. Like she would be.
She's a gamer, yeah.
And I agree that your teeth don't have to be perfect. On some girls, they look good. You know, I remember back before Katherine Heigl started looking so rough, her teeth are, you know, she's got teeth that are behind other teeth, but
right.
It looks really, really cute on her. It never worked against me. But then you got somebody like Jewel, who's stunning, and her teeth do nothing but take away from how pretty she is because her teeth are so bad. So it's a very, very fine line to walk to have... teeth that are hinky, but not too bad.
Yeah, but there's a difference in their teeth. Jewel has the snaggle tooth.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know what, Paquin has the gap.
Yeah.
What would you rather have? I'd rather have snaggle tooth.
I'd rather have braces.
Yeah. No, Lisa.
It seems like
no on the braces.
She could have done braces any time in her life.
Yeah, I think she probably thinks it helps her stand out. She doesn't look
really?
Like everybody else. Why else would she?
I don't know.
She has the money. She has the time. Why wouldn't she?
She has natural double Ds, so she probably doesn't worry about anything else.
Because no one looks up.
Yeah. That's a good point. I never even see her face.
Well, is there a story about her?
Well, yeah, no, the romance between Moyer and Paquin first sparked at the True Blood audition, but they waited to, I guess, this past weekend to come out and say, hey, look at us.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't mind her teeth.
Or she doesn't mind his teeth either.
Finally, Kristen Bell coming back to TV. What's up?
All right. What kind of a comment is what's up?
That's my new saying. What's up?
That's fine.
I'm going to bring it back. Or bring it to
it
light.
It was never here.
I know. I'm going to make it happen.
What's up?
What's up? Mike, make a note. And you're going to make it happen.
I thought you were
going to make it happen.
No
hablo retardo, Speedy Gonzalez.
She's going to team up with Rob Thomas, who did Veronica Mars, for his new TV show Party Down, which will premiere March 20th on the Starz Network.
All right.
Oh, wow. Yeah. It's right around the corner.
Yeah, it's about a group of L.A. would-be writers and actors who work part-time as caterers and waiters, and she'll appear on the season finale May 22nd. So you have until May 22nd to get Starz.
Now, I bailed on the Heroes sometime last year. She's gone off of that show. Her character was killed off on Heroes.
Dude, not only killed, they burned her.
Okay.
Okay, right, but...
So she's free.
She's
pretty
much
gone.
Hi,
this is Kristen Bell, and you're listening to the Dave the King of Mexico show on the world famous K-Rock.
I'm confused.
Yeah. Yes.
The show premieres March 20th?
March 20th, yeah.
And then she's in the finale on March 22nd?
May 22nd.
Oh, May 22nd.
Pay attention, Lisa. Come on.
All right.
Pay attention.
All right.
What's up?
What's up?
Sorry, I said it wrong.
That's a quick show.
All right, tour news. Finally, the No Doubt, Paramore, and Dave the King of Mexico tour dates have been released.
Oh, yeah, I've been looking forward to this for a long time.
I don't
think
you're going to be on that bill.
Yeah, I'm going on tour with them.
But No Doubt, by the Paramore, way, that's a great bill.
That's a fantastic double bill. That's perfect.
Yeah, with the sounds, by the way, on some shows.
Oh, my God.
Bean, I'll be visiting you in Seattle on July 19th.
Excellent.
But the Southern California dates are July 31st and August 1st. at the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater.
Okay.
Tickets go on sale Saturday, March 7th. And that's going to be an awesome show. And guys, you're going to have to give me a lot of vacation because I'm gone.
You're on the road, yeah.
I'm on the road.
You're going to travel with them?
I am going to travel with them, yep.
How long has it been, King, since No Doubt toured? It's been years, right?
Wow, it was that Blink-182 No Doubt tour. That was their last shows.
2003?
Oof, yeah, it's been a while. It's been like 5 years, I think. Yeah.
Wow.
So, are you just going to get like a mobile tub of lube to drive around the country in with Haley and
Yeah. But you know what? I'll probably work my way into the tour bus and we'll just hang out and party and, you know.
I'm sure that's going to happen.
That's going to happen. Yeah. And I'll probably have to quit.
Right.
Yeah.
So mobile tub of lube is on some dates and the sounds are on some dates? Is that what you're saying?
That is what I'm saying. In other reunion news, Mike, I have good news and bad news for you.
All right.
Good news, Faith No More reuniting.
What? How about that?
That's awesome, right?
Yeah.
Bad news, only in Europe.
What?
Oh, they'll come here, don't you think?
Nope.
No, really?
Yeah, it just says that they're going to only get together for some European dates, and that's all they have planned.
That sounds unnecessary.
Yeah, no, Mike Patton.
I was curious about this, because Mike Patton is on the bill at Coachella. I was thinking, well, what a great way to bring back Faith No More to be to play there, but you're saying that's not going to happen.
Well, why play with Faith No More when you could play with Rozelle?
That's true.
Yeah, that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
Boxing machine.
Yep. All right, this week's top shows, guys. Number 10, CSI. Number 9, The Bachelor. Number 8, yeah.
All right.
Survivor Tocantitis.
That's the name of it, yes.
Yep. Number 7, Lost. 6, House. 5, Grey's Anatomy. I don't know who's watching that because I'm kind of almost out on that.
Wow, and
Lisa,
watched it regularly.
You with me on that?
Grey's
Anatomy? No?
Yeah, see, I don't know. Number 4 was Oscar Red Carpet. 3 and 2 were American Idol, and number 1, of course, was the Academy Awards.
Mm-hmm.
You made that dynamic and exciting, Dave. Well done.
Yeah, I tried.
Brought it to life.
You know, on TV tonight, Sarah Shahi on Lost.
Yeah.
I mean, on Life.
Wow, I was going to say, awesome. Yeah. She's on the island?
And Lost. So that's the only thing really to watch tonight.
American Idol,
thank you.
No, that's postponed because of the president's speech.
That's correct.
Last night, it was postponed, and it's on tonight. That's right. The second round of the 12 contestants singing is going to be tonight.
All right.
And finally.
All right, listen to this. Today's celebrity birthdays. Singer, actor John Doe. He was an ex.
Yes,
and he is 54 years old. Actress Tia Leone is 43.
Yeah. Sure.
And single.
Wow, yeah.
More or less.
No, they're back together.
They are?
Sort of.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Way back together.
Way back together?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were at all the Emmys and all those shows. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
The buffest comedian ever, Carrot Top, is 42.
He's scary.
Yeah, he's creepy. Actor Sean Astin is 38. And actress Rashida Jones is 33.
Yeah.
I'm Dave, the King of Mexico, and that was the best showbiz beat ever.
By the way, I was at KRock.com yesterday. Just let me mention briefly. What was going on in the office yesterday that involved Miss Cleo hitting Psycho Mike right in the baby maker? What was that all about?
Well, ever since she started working here, I gave Miss Cleo a $20 prize every time she hits Mike right where it counts.
Right.
So
like just as hard as she could,
yes.
Like out of nowhere, Mike is just walking down the hall or something, or in this case, walking in the office, and she just belts him?
Yeah, but let's not forget that there's a lot of stuff that goes on and he deserves it. He really, no one deserves it more than him.
It builds up over time,
yes.
And finally she just lets loose.
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't feel bad for him at all, and I was happy to see Miss Cleo earn a little extra cash, but that's awesome that policy is in effect. Now, how often do you have to pay that out?
Not often enough. I gotta be honest, that's, and she's a ball-hitting ninja. I mean,
yes, she
good
is.
Good man.
She was stealth, man.
I mean, you don't even know she's there, and the next second you're wrecked on the ground. You go, how did you sneak up on me?
Yeah.
And even Mike was impressed with how well she hit him, too, because even though he hurt, he was like, I got to give it up to you, man. That was pretty good.
Well,
it was very strong.
And she waited until I had my BlackBerry in my hand, and I was looking at it, and there was no way I could block her. It was strong.
It was good.
Yeah, it was very strong.
So the video's up? Is that what you're saying?
You got to see the video. Yeah, you got to go to the Kevin and Bean page and see the video of Miss Cleo hitting Mike right in the nuts. It's very funny. You can make $20 in 1 second. It's awesome.
Yeah. The problem is Kevin won't give me $20 when I kick her in the fun zone.
Of course not.
No, because that is inappropriate.
What's wrong with you?
You can't hit a woman. Come on, Mike.
God.
It's funny when she hits you. That's all. That's where it ends.
All right. Sorry. All right. I don't know.
Let's talk about Beyonce, who is perhaps the hottest singer ever.
Absolutely beautiful.
She's unbelievable.
Way hot. All of her songs are great when they're on video.
But we've been sound down.
But we've been arguing about this song for a couple of days because, you know, there are repetitious songs, and then there are repetitious songs. And a lot of songs, they kind of have that problem where they keep going back to the same lyrics and stuff. But I don't understand how anyone can like this song, The Single Ladies. And I know now, that everyone here disagrees with me.
Pretty
Beans,
much.
Beans like, oh, I'll listen to it every time it comes on the radio. Oh, that's great.
I love that song. And it was a huge, obviously, it was a huge number one record a few months ago. But the reason it came up again is because Beyonce's doing a new video contest. So we started talking about this song yesterday again. And Kevin said, why is that song so bad? And none of us could believe, because we've never heard anyone talk about how they don't like that song, because it seems to be one of those songs that everybody loves.
Yeah, I find myself in that position a lot. But let me just run this by you and get your thoughts on it. Okay, seriously, honestly.
She ramps up and then gets right into the meat of the song. There's nothing wrong with that. Good lyrics. What's wrong with this?
You know what it is? It's not just the lyrics, it's the tune.
Which never changes.
It never changes. It's da-da-da, unless it's going da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da 7,000 times in a row. I don't even understand how anyone can like this.
I think that's the reason I do like that song so much is that...
Because of the repetition?
Well, obviously the producer made a conscious choice to make the beats and the melody so minimalist.
Right.
And
by minimalist, you mean that they actually use two notes through the whole song.
I think that's what I dig most about that song is that it's like kind of driving beat, but it's very, very simple and very minimalist. The Neptunes really kind of cultivated that sound a couple years ago, but I dig that.
Well, to me, Mike.
Okay. So if you like it, you should have put a ring on it.
Right.
Right.
And then it goes.
Great line.
Okay, so if you like it, you should have put a ring on it.
Right.
Okay, so we got that's twice.
Okay.
All right. All right, 3 out of 4, same thing. Honestly, can't you listen to this song in 15 seconds and get the whole thing?
Yep.
No, I don't think so. I mean, of course, a lot of people, you know, dance and it's fun for that. But I think it maintains my interest the whole way through. I
really
like all the
during
verses.
The third, if you like it, you should put a ring on it. You're going yes.
And another thing is that because the beats and the melodies are so minimalist, it shows off her voice, which in a world and at a time when everybody has to use vocal
she's got
effects
a great voice.
To get through, Beyonce's voice is amazing.
Great
I really
voice,
like listening to
very
it.
Very attractive. Good videos.
Let's talk to Lori real quick in Garden Grove, Kevin. You may have some support on the line. Line 4 is where Lori is. Hey, Lori, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. We don't ordinarily do Beyonce talk, but that's what's going on today. What do you got for us?
Okay, that little sound on it, it sounds like a freaking video game, like Super Mario's or something.
Yeah, I kind of like that part of it. It sort of does sound like that. It sort of does sound like a little video game effect.
Yeah, and it just goes on and on and on during the whole thing.
What a surprise. Yeah, it does repeat itself every 3 seconds.
So I'm going to put you down for you're a fan of the song, right, Lori?
Oh, heck no.
Nope.
The heck no.
That's okay. A no. Thank you for the call.
To me, that beat goes, Mike, tell me if I'm wrong, it could have been a Bo Diddley song from 50 years ago. I mean, that really is all it is just, you know, chunka, 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 chunka over and over again.
That beat screams gay.
Oh,
is what
thank
it screams
you, Omar.
Like. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, I have those certain songs. You know, I DJ a lot of parties.
Yep.
Certain songs I won't play
because
they suck so bad. This is one of these songs.
Wow.
I hate this song with a passion.
But clearly the people who show up at your event have bought millions of copies of this song and love it, though,
Nope.com.
Let's try Sarah in Torrance on line 7 on the Kevin DeBean Show, talking about the Beyonce song Single Ladies. Sarah, what say you?
Good morning, you guys.
Hi.
I just woke up to the Beyonce song.
Yes.
And?
Please make it stop.
Yes.
I hate that song.
That's what I'm saying. But isn't it weird, though, Sarah? Because every once in a while, you'll get driven crazy by a song. And then, all of a sudden, you'll find yourself in a conversation where you're the only person that's annoyed by it. And not only does everybody else not mind it, they love it.
That doesn't happen to me very often.
Yeah, it happens to me all the time.
That song.
All right, listen, I'm with you. So you're saying you like it, then.
Oh, God.
Right. Okay. All the single ladies. All the single ladies. All the single ladies. All the single ladies. out at that point. I'm out. How is that good?
We don't have time to go to Eugene, who calls it the most retarded piece of turd. We don't have time for that. But let's try Mary and Downey on line two in the Kevin and Bean show. I think she's going to turn you around, Kevin. I think now you got somebody who's going to explain why this song is so great.
Hey, Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Lisa May.
Good morning.
Please help. Stop playing the song, right?
My cousin is going to get married, and she told me, she had to warn me, Mary, because she knows how much I hate it.
Yeah.
She said, Mary, we're going to have to play that song when we do the bouquet toss.
Sure.
And I said, oh, I'm going to run the opposite way.
See, because they're all single ladies.
I had a couple of brides, you know, and I was like, nope.com, I'm not doing that.
Omar, when somebody at a wedding asks you to play the song, you say no?
Nope.com, yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Kevin, Mary. You don't get it. It's all the single ladies and all the single ladies.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. I didn't realize that. All the single ladies. All the
single ladies. All the single ladies. And then what?
Oh, yeah. All the single ladies. Oh, wait, here. Here's my favorite part. All the single ladies. Now put your hands up. Up in a club.
It's like Sesame Street.
Come on!
Well, if you don't like it, then you should not put a ring on it. That's what I'm saying. All the single ladies.
Sorry.
It kind of gets cut in your head, doesn't it?
The wrong headphones on. Sorry.
We got tickets for The Watchmen. It's the world premiere. This is the one with the red carpet in Hollywood at the Grauman's Chinese with all the stars. It's going to be Monday night. The movie doesn't open until next Friday. We have those tickets you can win coming up just after 7 o'clock this morning. So a little more than 30 minutes from right now. If you're a Watchmen fan, this is the only place to be coming up on K-Rock.
We have the Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup. It's time to give you some more links.
Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Laugh so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet.
Last time we did awesome freakouts, and that was really great. We have probably, I don't know, 15 links up right now. If you want to see the gay weatherman and the cockroach, if you want to see Kanye West backstage, angry NFL coaches, Bobby Knight. There's a bunch of Christian Bale remixes in there with Bill O'Reilly. There's a lot of funny stuff in there. There are also, I don't know, maybe 100 others, including the Saturday Night Live Really sketch on the Kellogg's.
Yeah.
Which is funny as hell. But this, today we're going to focus on sports announcers.
Okay.
Because I love sports announcers. Sports announcers really, what they do is so repetitious that they have to figure out a new way to say things. And of course, one of the best, I think, of all time, of course, but that's because I'm a Laker fan, was Chick Hearn. And always, he wouldn't say it except for at the end of the game, and this is what he said.
93-70. This game's in the Admiral refrigerator. The door is closed. The light's out. Butter's getting hard. The eggs are cooling, and the Jell-O is jiggling.
He used to say that every game when the Lakers won.
Yeah, that's
right.
That
was his catchphrase.
Oh, I miss
him. And I'll tell you, as a guy who listens to a lot of baseball on the radio all summer long, for instance, it's so exciting when your announcer has a home run call. You know what I mean? And it doesn't matter how simple it is. I mean, like one of the guys who's in the Mariners broadcast booth, it's goodbye baseball. But every time you hear that after a home run, it solidifies it as that just happened. It makes it so much more fun when they have a catchphrase.
Yeah, that's not fun, though. Here's what's fun. This is soccer in Europe.
Okay.
Barcelona in Spain. The announcer is telling people that there's a goal by a guy named Messi. His name is Lionel Messi, M-E-S-S-I. Okay. And he doesn't know what to say, so he just keeps repeating himself. Kind of like the Beyonce song.
Immense Messi. Ancora Messi, ancora Messi. Ancora Messi, 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 gol, 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 Messi, 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 gol, Messi, 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 gol, Messi, gol, gol, Messi, gol, 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 Messi, gol, gol, Messi, gol, Messi, gol, Messi, gol, Messi, gol, Messi, gol, Messi, gol, Messi,
gol, Messi, gol, Messi, gol, Messi, gol, Messi, gol, Messi, gol, Messi, gol, Messi, gol, Messi, gol, Messi, saying Messi's name 7,000 times.
Dear God.
I rented Messi, Messi, Messi over the weekend, by the way. It was an awful movie. I wish I hadn't seen it.
The Raptors. Who's the Raptors?
Don't look at me.
Toronto basketball team?
Toronto basketball. Okay, yeah. They have a play-by-play man named Chuck Swirsky.
Okay.
And these are some of his famous calls.
Calderon in the paint. On the grab, up the good. Have it foul. Onions, baby onions.
Okay, I don't know.
Did onions, he say baby onions?
He said onions, baby onions.
Calderon in the paint, on the grab, up the gut, and it fell. Onions, baby onions. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Onions, baby onions. Raptors win, Raptors win. Get out the salami and cheese, mama. This ball game is over.
That sounds like a bit of a ripoff of Chuck Hearn. as Money calls him.
Yeah.
Right?
But onions, baby onions, I don't know, A, why he would say it once, but why would he say it more than once?
I don't know. That just must be something he does that connects with his fans, I guess.
There, hockey announcers do it the most, though, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Hockey announcers are crazy. There's an announcer for the Pittsburgh Penguins named Mike Lang.
Mm-hmm.
And he's spectacular.
Oh, scratch my back with a hacksaw. 4-3, and he smoked him like a bad cigar. Oh, get in the fast lane, Grandma. The bingo game is ready to roll. Now, oh, buy Sam a drink and get his dog 1-2. Jaromir Jagr beats Luongo like a rented mule. The Penguins have won the Stanley Cup. Oh, Lord Stanley, Lord Stanley, get me the brandy.
That's
wow,
him.
He's got a million.
But I got to tell you, that's nothing. None of these are anything compared to the Florida Panthers play-by-play guy, Randy Moeller.
All right, what's he
this
doing?
This is hockey again. And every time there's a goal, he has a different catchphrase. So he doesn't say, you know, onions, baby onions every time. He comes up with whatever Ooh. Slogan that he's got for that day. Maybe he's just watched Gran Torino.
Mm-hmm.
He works that in. He works movie references in. After he calls the goal, he works in a bunch of stuff. Now, this is a bit of a longer clip, but there are so many, you have to listen to it continuously.
Ballard, quick try, shoot, he scores! Ball! The Meatloaf! Panthers with a power play goal. They got a 1-0 lead.
Ma the Meatloaf was that one, by the way, in case you couldn't hear. Yeah.
Stillman right out in front, he shoots, he scores! Make me a bicycle, clown!
Weiss what? Swoops in.
He said, make me a bicycle, clown.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. But he says it.
Weiss swoops in. Puts it back to the left. Point, that's deflected. Loose puck right out in front. There's Booth in the back. And he shoots. He scores! You did the motorboat, didn't you? David Booth gets the goal. Bollmeister skates in the middle. Fires a shot through screen. Scores! Jake Bollmeister! Oh, good for you.
Come on,
good
Christian Bale.
For you.
He works Christian Bale into his call.
That was great.
How fantastic is that guy?
Oh, good for you.
Down the goal line to Stillman. He skates up. Face off dot. Turnaround shot. Traffic out in front. Loose puck. They shoot. They score. Pay that man his money. Here comes Kreps down the right side. He's got Skratsons with him. Kreps fires a shot. Rebound. They score. Pour some sugar on me.
Come on. Pour some sugar on me.
All right.
This guy rules.
Campbell throws it out in front. Goes back to the point. Long shot. They shoot. They score. There's a new sheriff in town, and his name is Reggie Hammond. McKay back to Weiss. Top of the faceoff circle. Down the goal line to Stillman. Over to Bollmeister. He shoots. He scores. Run, Forrest! Run! Bollmeister on the left point. Steps in. Wrist drop right on. They shoot. They score! She blinded me with science!
Come on.
Up the face-off circle. Doesn't shoot the puck. Now he gets a shot away. Rebound to Booth. Right out in front again. The Panthers swab at it. And they score! Richard Zednik, I believe, is going to get the goal. This game is tied up at 3. Waka waka!
Come on! Have you ever heard a sports announcer say waka waka?
I
Dude,
like
you are
guy.
So moving to Florida.
This guy rules, doesn't he?
It would be fun just to watch him.
Waka waka!
Waka waka! Panthers come right back with a 2-on-1 down the left side. Here's Ballard with a wrist shot. Shoots, he scores! We've landed on the moon!
Pass was off the mark. Now there's a turnover. Here's Campbell, and he fans on it. Rebound by Oles. They shoot, they score! Who's your daddy and what does he do? Panthers get control of it, though, again. Here's Boynton on the right wing. Throws it out in front. They shoot. They score! You're my boy, Blue! Zednik throws a cross-ice pass to Horton. He fakes. Fires. Scores! Nathan Horton skyrockets in flight. Afternoon delight. Oles at the side of the net. Fires. Scores! Oh, we're going to need a bigger boat. Here comes Zednik now. He's got a loose puck.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
That was good.
Puts it back in the high slot. Weiss, he shoots. He scores! I'm never going to dance again. Panthers get control. Here's Horton. Gets to the red line. Tips it over to the left side. McCabe's got a wide open net. Bingo! Empty net goal. Come with me if you want to live. McLean to the left side of Frolik. Drop the faceoff circle. Fires a shot. Shoots. He scores! Get off my lawn!
Come on!
Oh, there you go.
That's from Gran Torino.
Wow.
People are calling in saying a bunch of those are from Wedding Crashers, yeah. Which makes sense. Some of the random ones, but you're right. I mean, Never Gonna Dance Again is obviously from Careless Whisper, from that song, and the Get Off My Lawn is the Gran Torino. I mean, it just seems like whatever he does before he heads down to watch the game is what he ends up quoting.
He's the best.
Scratchton steps in, fires a shot, he scores! Carlos Scratchton's! And I draw ding-dongs on people! Over the line on the right side, Stillman crosses.
And I draw ding-dongs on people.
What's that one from? You guys I don't know.
Wouldn't you like to see his notes before a game?
Yes.
Over the line on the right side. Stillman cross-ice pass to McCabe right on the front. He scores! Brian McCabe takes the feed from Corey Stillman. This game is tied up at one. I go to work like a doctor. Stillman again. Right on the front. The Weiss, he pokes and he scores! Steven Weiss! I'm a lead farmer!
What?
That's the best one.
I'm a lead farmer. Come on.
That's our guy.
That is the best announcer ever. Go to krock.com, Kevin and Bean, Internet Roundup.
Here's some news about Harrison Ford starring Indiana Jones, those movies. Star of Star Wars, those movies.
Mm-hmm.
He has been dating Calista Flockhart since 2002. They've been engaged since April of 2007. Now it seems like they're getting ready to walk down the aisle. They have applied for a marriage license in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, where they own a home. So it looks like it's getting serious. You know, I'm not surprised to see how slowly Harrison Ford moves on stuff.
Yeah, but this is ridiculous. I mean, didn't you say they were
engaged in April of 2007, and now they get a marriage license?
This is 2 years later. How long are you going to be engaged?
Wow.
Well, I think, you know, you think Calista, looking at how old Harrison Ford is, you think Calista would marry him as quickly as possible, you know, because he's not going to be around forever.
But, yeah, that's true.
We're big fans of Harrison Ford. We thought we'd get the update on why they choose to get married now, and I believe we have Mr. Ford on the phone right now. Good morning, Harrison.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
You okay? Did we catch you at a bad time?
What?
I've been up for a couple of hours.
You've been awake for a couple of hours?
I get up early here on the ranch.
Okay. Yeah. Well, listen, we're just calling to congratulate you. First of all, I guess we should ask if this National Enquirer report is true that you and Calista Flockhart, your girlfriend, are in fact engaged and planning to be wed this summer.
Yeah, it's hard to put the story out there, but
what?
Harrison, I'm sorry. We have a kind of a weak phone line. Would you mind speaking up?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
We've been talking about it for a time now.
If you could just speak right into the phone.
I'm not making it out at all, Harrison. Could you try again a little louder, sir?
We've been talking about it for a
time. Can't,
Although we didn't want the press to come.
Didn't want press. I heard didn't want press.
We had decided that
all right, I don't know if you're still talking or not, so I'm just going to jump in here. The report, according to the Enquirer, is that you said that you would...
Why are you interrupting me?
Well, oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Ford. I didn't know you were talking. I'm sorry.
All right. Like I said, we
can you talk as loudly as you did when you said, why are you interrupting me? Please, sir.
All right.
Much better.
The Enquirer says that you promised you would marry her after all the Indiana Jones stuff was out of the way, so now you have popped the question. You're supposed to get married this summer. You've been married two times before, Harrison. Does that make you nervous?
Well, sometimes you have to realize that
You have to realize
people that you marry.
People that you marry?
Can put Romans in chains.
That's what I heard.
That's what I heard.
I didn't say anything about Romans.
Nothing about Romans.
Or chains.
Okay. Or chains.
Was it supposed to be romance?
No. You put on jeans.
You put on jeans?
No. Listen. When you get married,
yeah,
you have to realize you're
married. We can't understand a word you're saying.
Well, it's really not my fault, is it?
Well, sort of.
How did this guy play Indiana freaking Jones? This is unbelievable.
I'm not making any of this.
Okay, all right. This is pointless. Did Calista know that you were proposing to her? Was she able to tell? I'm sorry. I apologize, Mr. Ford.
I was in the middle of saying something and you're interrupting me.
Well, we can't understand what you're saying, sir.
I was saying when you spend your time with someone over a number.
When you spend your time over in Iran. Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, I was talking about spending time in Iran.
Wait, who's laughing in the room with you there? Is that Calista?
It's Omar.
It's your friend Omar.
Omar Flockhart. Calista's brother.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck to the both of you, Mr. Ford. Thanks for coming on. Can you hear us? We're saying thank you and goodbye is what we're saying on this end. Oh, dear God.
I just think that I really appreciate the good thought. And I think Clifton was not putting it. I put it.
You still there? Are you still there, Harrison?
No.
Okay. Sheila Prescott, by the way, from Long Beach, is listening this morning. Picked up tickets for Rise Against for their show coming up at the Forum in July. Tickets go on sale Saturday morning at 10. By the way, Rancid opening on that show, which is a phenomenal double bill. And Shakila is also in the grand prize drawing that we'll do Friday morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. It's destination number 5 of the K-Rock World Tour 2009. You get to see Rise Against one more time, this time in Tokyo, Japan.
Hey!
Your chance to qualify coming up. By the way, Watchmen tickets coming up after the news at 7. Kevin, would this be a good time for people to call
in?
Yeah, sure. Want to try to win them?
Yeah, you have to. Here's the thing. I got the book for Christmas, but I'm not a quick reader.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't gotten all the way through it. So I'm going to describe the characters for you from Watchmen, and then you have to tell me who it is.
Okay.
I might not be accurate on it, though, is the problem.
Because you've read how much of it?
About a third.
Really?
You
can
describe
them
as best you remember them, as best
right.
you keep them straight, and then if the listeners can figure out what the hell you're talking about,
right.
which is a challenge that all of us have each morning,
yes.
then they win tickets for the red carpet world premiere Monday night in Hollywood. So you can call for that right now. Kevin, I believe it's your hour to fill in for Ralph on the Showbiz Beat, too.
Nikki Hilton made a citizen's arrest at IHOP.
She's your hero.
Come on. I've always wanted to do that. You can make a citizen's arrest just by holding people until the police get there. Apparently, she was at IHOP and on Santa Monica Boulevard in West Hollywood just before 5 a.m. on Saturday, and a dude pushed her from behind.
Okay.
Didn't hurt her, but pushed her. She was very angry, so she held on to him and called the police until the police got there.
And he didn't? He wasn't? Like, try to get away?
He couldn't get away, apparently.
Because she has arms of steel?
Yeah.
Now, wait. He wasn't robbing her or anything? He just pushed her?
Well, they say that she wasn't robbed or hurt.
Huh.
So,
okay.
Apparently he just shoved her. She didn't like that. Boom, citizen's arrest.
Wow.
Good for you.
She arrested somebody.
Yeah.
That's the best.
That guy will not be bragging that he had a woman hold him down until the police arrived. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, no kidding. The Octomom has been offered $1 million to make a porno.
Oh, no.
No, please.
Good Lord.
Saw this on TMZ. Major porn distributor Vivid Entertainment.
Really?
It's not
That's
one
legit.
Of the not one of the little niche websites.
Yeah.
Vivid Entertainment said that Nadia Suleiman will make $1 million to star in her own movie.
Welcome to my nightmare.
They are also suggesting that if she wants to go a step further and become a contract girl, that they'll pay for health and dental for her whole family.
Wow.
I don't want to see that.
Who would? Exactly.
I mean, I guess there's a curiosity factor. Anytime someone's famous and naked and having sex, there's a curiosity factor. I mean, you know, there have been a lot of sex tapes that have been popular. Tanya Harding is one that comes to mind where nobody thought the girl was pretty or wanted to see her naked. But because she was famous, there was that, you know, hey, I got to check it out. But this Nadia Suleiman is so deeply unpopular that
yeah.
I can't see a lot of people want to support her and watch this.
I got to tell you.
Her when she was like 9 months pregnant, her stomach was enormous.
It's got to be a mess. It has to be a mess. And she had cesareans for the octuplets, so she's got to be all scarred up. I mean, that's not pretty,
that's
right?
Not pretty.
Name of the movie, When the Scars Align.
Oh,
that's what she's
going to
do. When the Scars Align.
Oh,
see, Lisa, because she has a lot of scars.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of option she has for money, because she's not a likable person that is going to get a lot of endorsement deals, I don't think. You know, the public is so against her that I don't know what her options are. I mean, she may end up doing porn. Who knows what else she's got to choose from?
Her dad was on Oprah yesterday, and my wife was telling me about it, that he kind of was insinuating that NBC, to get that interview with her, kind of, not kidnapped, but went to the hospital in the middle of the night and took her out when she was groggy.
Are they allowed to do that?
No.
That doesn't sound right either.
Of course not. I think it's just her dad who's miserable. Can you imagine being her father?
No.
He also asked Oprah if she would pay for her mental health. Like a psychiatrist
really?
Or something.
Really?
Yeah.
You got to make her go.
Which Oprah said she would. Right, but you can't make her go.
Mm-mm. Yeah. She didn't think anything's wrong with her.
You don't need her to go if she's in porn. See, because that's not the direction she would be leaving in.
Right.
I can't believe we're going to see the octuplets.
You already saw them.
Yeah, but now their umbilical cords have fallen off.
The killers are back in court against their
former manager. This guy, Braden Merrick, was their manager in Las Vegas just before they hit it big.
Yeah, Merrick.
Okay. And he sued apparently for $16 million in 2006, claiming that he still had a contract with them. When they made it big, they dumped him, and they still, you know, they still owe him.
Yeah.
Now the Killers are back in court, and they're counter-suing him, saying that he, you know, had legally, he was signing them in a way that he shouldn't have and took advantage and blah, 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 blah.
Oh, this is a big mess.
Yeah, that's not good.
Doesn't pay to make it big. Everybody comes out after you for the money.
Lily Allen is the best. You know, we were talking about her and Lindsay Lohan and how they might be a couple because they were making out, remember? Apparently, she signed her publishing deal at Stringfellows, which is a strip club, and had a private dance. She went to Spearmint Rhino the other day. She's quoted as saying, for 6 hours.
Wow.
I had lap dances there. It's fun. I like chatting with strippers.
6 hours.
Last month, you might remember, I think Ralph reported that she once had sex with lesbians on a couch in San Diego. She's the best. She's a goer.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is.
And now she's talking about vacationing with Lindsay Lohan.
Okay.
And she wants to do a duet with Amy Winehouse.
Well, good luck finding her. We haven't had much luck. I saw a video on TMZ television yesterday. The paparazzi, they follow Lindsay Lohan all the time. And I feel, I really do feel bad. There's not a private moment that that girl can have. But they showed the latest fight between her and Samantha Ronson. And the screaming. And then Samantha Ronson gets out of the car and runs into the house. And then Lindsay goes into the house afterwards. And you can hear out on the sidewalk, the photographers are there. You can hear them screaming in the house.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah, so it sounds like it can't, that can't be going on for much longer. No. I think Lily, if she bides her time, she's going to have her shot at Lindsay.
I hope that's the case. Wouldn't they be a great couple?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that would be good. You guys know who Josh Fries is?
Yes. Legendary rock and roll drummer.
Played with the Vandals, played with Devo, A Perfect Circle he was with for 2 or 3 years, I think. Played with Rob Zombie, Puddle of Mud, The Offspring. He was on a ton of records. Katy Perry.
Good dude.
Nine Inch Nails. He's having quite the fire sale. Apparently, he's trying to raise some money. And all of these things you can buy to hang out with Josh Fries. He will play with your band for a month.
A month?
By the way. If you want him to play shows, record, party with groupies, whatever, $75,000.
I don't think... well, I mean, that might be a good fit for some band that is doing pretty well, but needs to go over the top. And something like that would bring them a lot of attention, that's for sure. And they'd get an excellent drummer in the bargain.
You could bid on taking a limo down to Tijuana and, quote, he'll show you how it's done.
How much does that cost?
I think it's also $75,000.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Yeah, he's trying to raise dough here.
What's his deal? Why does he need done money?
I guess because
to buy stuff is my guess.
To buy stuff?
To money.
You can meet Josh in Venice, California, and go floating together in a sensory deprivation tank to be filmed and posted on YouTube.
Hilarious.
You can have dinner with Josh at Sizzler.
For $75,000.
No, that's not $75,000. These are all different places now.
I'm interested in that one. How much is that one?
It doesn't. $5,000, I think, yeah.
Oh, that's, yeah.
For $1,000, Josh will wash your car or do your laundry, and you can wash his car. Not sure I understand that. You can have dinner with Josh aboard the Queen Mary in Long Beach. Here's my favorite. You can get drunk and cut each other's hair in the parking lot of the Long Beach Courthouse. Filmed and posted on YouTube, of course. Get drunk and cut each other's hair.
It's like a one-man party.
For $2,500, you can pick any one member of the Vandals or Devo, of course subject to availability, to accompany you and Josh to either the Hollywood Wax Museum or a lunch buffet at the Spearmint Rhino. Come on, how great is that?
All right, we need to speak with Mr. Fries.
Yes.
This is too good.
Josh will write a song about you and make it available on iTunes. Josh will give you and a friend a private tour of Disneyland. Twiggy for Marilyn Manson's band and Josh take you and a guest to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles in Long Beach for dinner.
Oh, that sounds good.
So there's a lot of stuff he's selling. I didn't have time to get to most of it.
Wow.
But we're going to have to get a hold of him
because
he really is, he's a great drummer. He's a little crazy.
He is.
Yeah, clearly.
How about this update from producer Alex? Josh Fries in our studio on St. Patrick's Day on the Kevin Beach.
Oh. That's what I'm talking about.
Awesome. That'll be a good party. Yeah, that'll be fun.
That's a couple of weeks, 2.5 weeks from now, maybe.
Yeah.
Celebrity birthdays. Singer-actor John Doe is 54. Actress Taya Leone. Pretty good looking 43.
Yeah.
Comedian Carrot Top. A really bad looking 42. I don't know what his deal is, but he's Wow, is he ugly now.
Man of Iron.
Actor Sean Astin is 38. Singer Daniel Powder is 38. And Rashida Jones. My lover is 33 years old. And that is the K-Rock.
I like turtles.
I don't know if it was the first graphic novel, but it was certainly the one that put that format on the on everybody's radar as being something that's worth collecting, kind of elevated the art of comic books into serious literature. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about The Watchmen, which was written in the mid-1980s. They've been trying to make it a movie ever since, and it is finally done. The movie is finished, and it is coming out on Friday next week, a week from Friday. But you can see it on Monday at the Grauman's Chinese Theater. We're going to give you a chance to win those tickets with the stars to the Hollywood and world premiere of The Watchmen if you call right now. What's this game called, Kevin?
Name that Watchmen. Can you name that Watchmen? If you name that Watchmen, then you will go to the premiere. Can you name that Watchmen? Can you name that Watchmen? Can you name that Watchmen?
Can you name that Watchmen?
Watch! Men.
All right, the lines are full. What do people know before we start bringing people up on the air?
All right, if you get it right, you're going to win tickets. We're not doing a drawing because we have enough to send everybody that gets it right. Now, you're not going to compare the character with reality in the books. You're going to compare the character with what I know about it, which is very little. got me the book for Christmas.
Okay.
All right.
And I've gotten about, 10, 12 pages in. I mean, I got a good start.
Okay.
So I'm going to describe the characters, and then you just have to tell me what characters I'm describing.
Okay. Well, I mean, you should know a little something about each one, and if you're a real Watchmen fan, you should be able to figure it out. 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we start with Trevor? He is in Northridge this morning on the Kevin Bean Show on line one. Hi, Trevor. You ready to name that Watchman?
Hey, Kevin. Hey, Bean. Hey, Lisa May. I'm
Hello.
So ready.
Okay.
All right. This dude apparently is very smart, and he has a cape, and he has kind of like a Batman-looking suit with a giant piece over his penis. And he has dark hair, and he uses his whole brain capacity.
I believe that's Night Owl.
Oh. Is it Night Owl, Kevin?
No, it's Ozymandias.
Oh, too bad. Wow.
Sorry, dude.
Nice
I tried. I feel like I let you down, Trevor. I'm sorry.
I feel like you gave him 30 clues, though.
That seems pretty, like, you know.
I guess.
Who that was, right?
Let's try Edgar and Pomona on line two. Hey, Edgar. Thanks for calling in. You ready to name that Watchman?
Yeah. Hey, guys. Hey, Lisa May.
Hi.
All right. This dude looks like the guy from Tropic Thunder, Ben Stiller's character. And he's got a sawed-off shotgun, and he has black around his eyes. And he apparently is dead. He's dead at the beginning.
Oh, nice. You're asking me the one I don't know.
He's dead!
Are you? What fan are you?
I read 12 pages. Oh.
Who are you looking for there,
He's
Kevin?
The comedian.
Edgar. Come on.
Comedian's dead. Because isn't that what kicks off the whole story? And then
these
superheroes go out and try to avenge his death or something?
That's exactly
what
happens.
You got the book.
I don't know.
That's exactly what happens. Yeah, you're right. That's the opener, right?
All right.
All right. 0-2 so far. We want to send people to the world premiere. Let's try Mario in Los Angeles line 3, please. Mario, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. How have you been doing playing along on the phone so far?
So far, I got the first one wrong, but the second one, that was a given.
That was an easy one. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Then you should
get that Watchman.
Hot chick. Yes!
There you go.
Watch. Men.
Congratulations.
Is there only one hot chick, right? Because I think so. That was my understanding. Is there only one hot chick in the story?
Well, Mario Anyone? Seems to think so.
All right. Well, okay. It was enough for him. So.
All right.
I guess that works.
All right. By the way, all dudes calling for this prize. I don't know where the women are on The Watchmen, but Freddie is in Garden Grove on line 4 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Freddie, you ready to name that Watchman?
I am ready, and I'm ready to win.
This seems kind of not fair because he works at a movie theater. You know what I mean?
He hasn't seen the movie yet.
How do you know?
I haven't seen it.
All right. This is gay Batman. And apparently he writes for scientific journals. And if Batman were super gay, he would be this guy.
He would be the Night Owl.
The Night Owl is correct. Yes.
Watch. Men.
Nicely done.
I don't think he would be pleased with being referred to as gay Batman, though.
But look at him. He's got those tiny little ears, and he's so feminine.
Flimsy?
He's just flimsy, yeah.
Chris is in Corona on line 5 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Chris, you want to come to this world premiere with all the stars Monday night at the Grauman's?
Oh, yeah, I do.
All right, you just got to get past Kevin. Name that Watchman. Listen up.
All right, this dude wears a top hat and an overcoat, and he has the face of Michael Jackson. that looks like it's painted on his a T-shirt that he's wearing over his head.
That would be Rorschach.
Yes, it would. That's correct.
All right.
Well, watch.
Nicely done.
Men.
By the way, it's frightening how much his face looks like Michael Jackson's too.
Right?
Dead on right with that, yeah. All right, do we have one more?
I have one more, yeah. That should, by the way, process of elimination.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Let's try DeMonte in Ontario on line 6. Hey, DeMonte, you could be our final winner. Listen up and name that watchman.
All right. From what I understand, this dude moved to Mars, and he can float up in the air, and he is see-through and naked and blue. Blue and naked.
Dr. Manhattan.
Dr. Manhattan is correct.
There you go.
Watch! Men.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't he the only one that has superpowers?
Yeah, because all the superheroes are outlawed, but he's the guy, yeah.
Huh.
Wouldn't you have thought all of the Watchmen had superpowers?
I assumed they all did.
I need to read more.
All right, man. Thanks for calling. Have a great time at the world premiere Monday, all right?
All right, thank you.
Watch Men.
We can't afford a regular full-time sports guy on the Kevin and Bean Show because we're only K-Rock, but our friend Andrew Siciliano from the DirecTV Red Zone is coming on by in the 8 o'clock hour to catch up on all things sports. Also, assuming he makes it because he is on CPT, as he likes to call it, Colored People Time, Anel, K-Rock listener Anel, our token black listener, is going to be here with his special edition of the Showbiz Beat coming up in about 30 minutes or so here on K-Rock 2.
I like it.
Yeah. Don't expect any shortage of Lamb of God in his report either, by the way.
Big fan?
Big fan.
All right.
I'm doubting that. I somehow think it's going to be all Little Wayne today at 7:50, but we'll find out. All right. So I love the Frida Pinto. Kevin, I know you love the Frida Pinto. She was I had never heard of her before the Slumdog Millionaire movie came out. She's one of the stars of that film that just won all the Oscars this weekend. But apparently she had some success as a model and had been doing pretty well for herself even before she took on her first acting role in Slumdog Millionaire. So now she's being interviewed everywhere, and she's just charming and delightful and beautiful, and I want her so much.
She is one of those girls that you look at and you go, too good to be true.
Yeah.
Yes. Can't be that attractive. And that cool and have that good of a personality. It's just not, there's got to be a flaw there somewhere.
Yeah, she's perfect package. This may be her flaw, Kevin. She was doing an interview this week after the Oscars, and she said, they were asking her, well, you know, what's it like? Is it just crazy being in Hollywood, meeting all these people? Are you getting asked out all the time? And she's like, nope.com. She said, I haven't been asked out one time. In fact, it's really hard for me to get a date. And I thought, that can't be true, because she's Frida Pinto, and even if she weren't Frida Pinto, even if she were random chick X, she looks like that.
Yeah.
How is it possible that they're not lined up around the block to date this woman? I can't even get my head around that.
She said even celebrities don't ask her out. You would think celebrities,
that's weird.
You would think celebrities would have at least a certain amount of confidence just because of their status or whatever.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and she's meeting everybody. I mean, the one thing about being in a big Oscar-nominated movie is the couple of weeks leading up to the Academy Awards, it's nothing but parties.
Right.
Every day there's a lunch, and then there's a reception, and then there's a dinner, and then you're getting honored for this, and you're attending that. And you'd think that, I don't know, you know, Adrian Brody or somebody like that that she runs into at one of these parties would say, hey, you're Frida Pinto and you're hot, let's do it. You know, but she says no.
Psycho Mike was talking about this off the air yesterday, and he was saying that it's probably because guys size her up and say, out of my league.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no way. But I think guys also sum it up by saying she's got to have 50 other guys that are more
qualified
than I am.
If you see a woman like that, you would assume that,
right?
Wouldn't you?
You would say she's got a lot of guys better than me lined up.
Yeah, I don't stand
a chance. Truth is, she doesn't, and that's why girls like this always end up with douchebags, because they're the guys that have the ridiculous overconfidence to go up and, you know, hit on them, ask them out.
So is she going to end up with a mall cop in about a month? Are we going to see her at the National Enquirer? We're going to be like, how is she dating that guy that works at the Jamba Juice? And it's going to be because he's the guy who had the stones to go up to her?
Apparently no one has the stones to approach her.
That's just sad.
Well, we decided because for a number of reasons. A, it's fascinating that you would think that that person who has it all apparently doesn't. And we're interested in exploring that a little deeper. But B, it gives us the opportunity to talk to really, really hot chicks. I think if you are Frida Pinto-like, if you're that hot, we need to talk to you and find out if what she's saying is true or if she's just being modest, because it's hard for me to believe she's not getting asked out a lot. And maybe you can tell us from your own personal experience, is that the case? Are you considered really, really hot yet have no dating life because nobody wants to approach you? What is that curse that you've got?
Yeah, it's our curse is worse. I think.
That you're not hot?
Yeah.
That,
you should try it not being hot. That makes it much worse.
That is worse. Of course it's worse.
I assume for some people they would be reluctant to call because they don't want, you know, they know that it rubs some people the wrong way, that they don't
right.
want us to, you know, to make it, they don't want us to think we're trying to get them to feel sorry for us because they have it so hard. Because I think it is harder to be ugly. But maybe you're like Audrey, who we saw on one of the TV reality shows, who's explaining her curse of beauty.
As a child, girls hated me because I was beautiful. I wanted to scar my face because I was so beautiful. I wanted to be ugly.
Yeah.
I mean, is that where you're coming from? And if so, are you so hot that you can't get anyone to ask you out? That's what we're really interested in.
I would like to give that girl her dream.
I would like baseball acid.
Yep.
Well, that's a problem. It's kind of a fine line because if you tell us you think you're really hot, it's really hard not to think
right.
that you're conceited. But,
right.
But if you're really hot, you know you are.
You know that you know the reactions that you get. You know
yes.
the people look at you on the street. You know that, and especially
you gotta know.
Especially if people don't approach you at a nightclub or a bar or wherever you happen to be. You
now
know.
We're just going to have to, in order to encourage people to call,
yes.
I think we're just going to have to accept the fact that they are really hot
yes.
and not try to dispute that. I think we're going to make it a given that you're not calling unless you're really really attractive, and then you can help us understand the phenomena of not being asked out. Let's do Megan real quick before the break. Megan is in Long Beach. Oh, I hope it's Megan Fox. I hope she's complaining that she's single now.
I don't have Megan. I have Hannah.
Line one?
The name
line
changed.
One.
Okay. Go ahead and go.
Oh,
to
now
line.
It's Hannah. Now apparently it's Hannah.
Okay.
And
is this
quick.
Megan or Hannah?
Hannah.
Okay.
Hi, Hannah. Thanks for calling in. What's the problem, sweetheart?
I'm a very attractive. I'm 24, but I keep getting these douchebag people as boyfriends with either don't have a car or and no job, or they have a job, but it's like, oh, well, I'm not working today because there's no work. And
right, you play video games. But
huh?
But Hannah, have you noticed in the past 3 or 4 years that it's only those guys that approach you?
It's only with an, I'd say, I mean, probably because I do have a son, but it's like,
oh, whoa.
Like before that, I was like, this is crap. This is bull. I mean, I don't know. It's just bullshit.
Yeah, you can't say that.
Although Kevin has tried. Have you ever been in a situation where you have thought, Hannah, the reason I am not getting asked out is because guys think I'm unapproachable, partly because I'm so pretty?
That is what I've heard a lot from my guy friends and from boyfriends they have had. They said, well, people must approach you all the time at work, and you know, you must be some office fantasy. And I said, well, if that's the case, I mean, I've been told that at work before, but it's like, that's it.
No
that's
one's telling
it.
You.
Hmm?
No one's telling you if that's the case.
Oh, yeah, no.
At work.
I've been told that, but it's like, come on. I mean, I'm 5'3", I'm short, I'm young, I don't make eye contact with people because, yeah, I have a little bit of social phobia, but it's like, come on now.
All right, now we're getting into the...
Wait a minute.
Yeah, now we're understanding why.
Now we're fighting the problem. I can't look people in the eye.
But here's the thing that's perplexing to me. Maybe you don't care, maybe this isn't a problem for you, but it seems like being an attractive woman, all you'd have to do is show the tiniest amount of interest,
right.
be a tiny bit outgoing, and the guy would do the rest because now he knows that you're not something to be afraid of.
Well, I smiled, damn it. I would think.
But you don't look at him, you just smile?
Yeah, if you can't look him in the eye, do you ever touch hand, arm, anything?
Oh, no, that's not my job. Stop.
And there we have the problem right there.
Okay. All right.
Hey,
I
Hannah.
I think the whole world is making the right choice with you, Hannah.
Oh, no.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure how we can accurately judge this without a photo in the email.
I can send
That's
a
all
photo.
I'm saying. Okay.
Well, I mean, if you're
I mean,
offering,
I'd say,
sure.
How are we supposed to help if not?
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
All right.
Hannah, I'm glad you called. Tell Megan hello, too, if you talk to her.
Kevin, you are hot.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, she has bad taste in men.
I wrote Kevin an email the other day, and I said how hot he was. I went on the website. I was like, oh, I want Kevin.
Oh, you're damaged.
The blonde,
wow,
the big-headed
guy? Wow, do you have more problems than anyone I've ever noticed?
Huh. I'm the dude with the big head?
That guy?
Yeah. Okay, thank you for the call.
Hannah's biggest problem is, I smiled, damn it! That's her biggest problem.
She's mad that she has to do more. I smile.
It's not my job to look at him.
Here's the thing. Like, when you're driving your car on the freeway or whatever, for a guy like myself or Bean or, any, not Mike, but probably most of the guys here.
Yeah.
If a girl starts flirting with you, this happened to me the other day, maybe a week or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you can't even make sense of it. You go, She can't be smiling at me because that doesn't happen.
Is she
clearly
having
there's
like
somebody
a,
behind me that
yes,
I can't see.
Or is there somebody else that, or does she think I'm somebody else? Like, literally, I don't go, yeah, she's flirting with me because I'm hot.
Right.
I'm sorry, Mike, go ahead.
Then don't you start to get guarded because you assume she might be playing a prank on you or
yes.
like it's a joke?
Yes. Yes.
You're like,
oh, yeah, I'm interested in you.
And you're looking for lightning with the K-Rock video camera?
Right, exactly.
All right, Annie, 6-1, men are afraid of me. Please don't go away. We will talk to you right after the break. Brittany and Van Nuys, people don't like to approach me because she's so good looking. This is what I'm talking about. If you are Frida Pinto in the looks department but have no men, we want to find out why. Give us a call, 1-800-520-1067. Your call's next on K-Rock. I'm beginning to think the hot chicks are right, that people resent them because they're hot. Some of the comments that I'm hearing off the air here about this topic is people are pretty much down on the good-looking people, it seems like.
Well, the problem is that you look at somebody that's beautiful and you go, wow, they have a leg up on me. They certainly have an easier life than I do because blah, 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 dot, dot, dot.
Right.
Sure.
May not be true, but that's how you automatically
think. No, I think it's
think.
True.
Well,
I think that they get some things a little bit easier.
They sure don't get.
I mean, they get on this
traffic
show.
Traffic tickets, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that's true.
They get on all this right. show sometimes for no other reason.
It's true.
That
Come
is
on.
True. If,
How
if
dare you?
An ugly
yeah.
chick in the Carl's Jr. commercial. We probably wouldn't have talked to her.
Probably
right about
not.
That. All right. Here's the deal. 1-800-520-1067. Frida Pinto, beautiful model actress from Slumdog Millionaire, did an interview this week where she complained that no one ever asks her out. And is it because she's hot or what's the deal? Let's take some calls. Let's try Annie in North Hollywood. Annie is on line 5. Thanks for holding on. You say being 6'1 maybe is part of the problem. Is that it, Annie?
Probably.
Yeah.
That I have double D boobs.
Yeah. There are
so
a few
far,
women.
It sounds awful. Like, why would anyone be interested in that?
6'1.
I know.
6'1 is really tall for a woman, though.
It is. So, I mean, unless a guy's comfortable being with a woman who's taller than him, that eliminates probably 80% of all men right there.
I totally agree.
Do you have a double D body as well?
Well, yeah, I do have legs and arms, and I walk around on a body.
Okay. That's not what I was asking, but okay. All right.
So,
no, I'm a very athletic person. I'm a tall, blonde, you know, I'm reasonably attractive girl, but everybody, people that come up to me, it's either gay guys or douchebags.
Yeah.
I like that.
Douchebags have a lot of confidence. It's weird.
Annie, let me get your opinion on this. An emailer named Michael wrote in on this topic. Hot chicks don't intimidate guys as much as they are seldom interesting, friendly, or smart. The reason the douchebags get the hot chicks is because the douchebags are the only one who find their hotness worth the downside. Michael says that chicks who don't get asked out can always ask out the guy, but they don't because they believe since they're hot, they're entitled to be pursued. Exactly the kind of girl that no guy wants to bother with. What do you think about his read on the situation?
Yeah.
Honestly, I think it depends on the girl because I like to pursue. I'm a pretty strong-minded female, but at the same time, I'm not going to sit there and look hot all night long and hope someone comes up and climbs up my tree. It's just who is going to come up to me and strike a conversation. Am I going to find you interesting? Am I going to find this like worth, you know, a conversation?
Okay, but let me ask you this. Well, let me ask you this, Annie, because I think this is the fear of guys. If I come up to you and start talking to you, I already have strike one because I'm not a male model.
Right.
You know what I mean? So,
you're not?
No, but so what I'm saying is, so then I get a little worried because then my conversation skills
your game
or whatever
better be good.
Has to be great to overcome the fact that I'm already not good enough for you.
Yeah.
No, but see, that's the perception in your mind. You come up here going, I got to have something great or this girl is never going to, I'm not going to get past sentence one. But if you just come up as yourself and go, hey, look at you, let's talk. Then I'll be like, okay, well, you're nice.
Hang on, let me write that down. Hey, look at you, let's talk.
I'm going to try that. I like it very much.
Don't you guys also get the idea, though, that a lot of women say men won't hit on them. Then you see them operate in a bar and a guy goes up to them and they got no time for anyone. You know?
But that doesn't sound like
speaking of you specifically, Annie, but they're super judgmental and they really,
listen,
you got to be a male
there
model
are
practically.
There are a certain amount of girls that's true of. Annie, it doesn't sound like.
No, I don't think it is.
But thank you, Annie, for the call. But, you know, for example, at our singles parties, we have a lot of singles parties. The people who say there isn't anyone here good enough, almost always the best looking people in the room.
Yep. And
almost
they leave
always.
Alone.
Interesting. Interesting. All right. Let's squeeze in Brittany from Van Nuys on line 7 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Brittany, thanks for holding on. You've got the same problem as Frida Pinto, it sounds like.
Hi, Kevin. Hi, Bean. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Brittany.
Yeah, you know, I think it's not so much that people won't talk to me. It's that they think coming up and telling me that I'm beautiful is good enough.
Oh, like that's the end of their that's the end of their game?
Yeah, it's like, hi, you're beautiful.
Come
well,
with
thank
me.
Thank you. But where does it go from there? They can't carry on a conversation after that.
Yeah, well, that's lame. But but everyone doesn't do that, do they?
All the guys I'm meeting, so find me a good one, please.
Interesting. Now, do you find that you have to kind of put guys' minds at ease a little bit, like Lisa was describing in the situations where they do approach you, is you've got to make sure that they know that you're going to consider it, that you're not automatically going to shoot them down because you may be hotter than they are?
To me, everyone is equal. Anyone who has the balls to come up and even say hi to me is worth having a conversation with. I mean, I'm equal opportunity, you know what I'm saying? But
Well,
that sounds good.
I'm going to say I'm not sure how we're able to judge without a photo in the email, but I'm willing to try.
All right. Thank you, Brittany, for the call. Oh, we have so many good calls, and we're almost out of time. Look at this. Look at Amanda in Hollywood on line one for starters, by the way. Look at that.
Hi,
hey, Amanda.
Karen. Hi, Beam.
Hi.
Hey, Lisa.
Hi, Amanda.
Hi. Yes, I have a huge problem because I am a lesbian, and I'm a model, and girls, I go to gay bars all the time in Hollywood with my friends, and I never, ever get hit on, and I hear that it's just because I look too straight.
You look too straight?
Yeah.
You know why?
All the girls think I'm straight, so they just don't come up and talk to me, so it frustrates me like crazy, so I finally went and bought a t-shirt that says, no one knows I'm a lesbian.
Good.
Did it help?
Does that help?
Well, they still don't really want to come up and talk to me. Like, I get that straight card all the time, and then when I go out to, you know, straight bars with my straight friends, and then the guys that do have the guts to come talk to me, you know, I tell them I'm a lesbian, and then they think I'm lying to get out of
sure,
right. talking to them. Yeah,
like,
that's tough.
Well, if you're not interested, you could just say it. You know, you're girl, you don't have to lie and say you're a lesbian, because nobody will believe I'm a lesbian. I'm like, I swear to God.
I'm not sure how we'll know if we don't see any video.
Yeah, we definitely have to see some video of you and some girlfriends. We like to imagine, as we picture the audience in our mind's eye, we like to imagine that all of our audience is lesbian models. So I'm really glad, Amanda, you called to. At least we know we've got one out there, okay?
Pictures.
All right, thank
yes.
you.
Yeah. Well, in fact, I think it can be said now it's the only reason we decided to do this phone topic. We'll take a quick break. The Anel Showbiz Beat next on K-Rock.
2009 Volvo S40 for $299 per month, and Volvo will stimulate your stimulus guaranteed rebate of $1,553. Visit godealers.com or call 800-480-9012 for details.
I'm going to need to change my pants.
I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Thank you, Lisa. 754. Ralph is on vacation, so we're taking turns doing the showbiz. And today we have invited K-Rock listener Anel into our studios.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm good. How are you folks?
Very good. Thank you.
All right. Anel is the member of the family with clearly a different father, but we love him just the same. And and you're going to handle the look at the showbiz beat for us this hour.
Yeah, man. So we're going to throw a little spin on it, man. We're going to throw a little ink in the coffee, man. This is the showbiz busy.
This is showbiz busy, man.
Okay. And look, no camera effects. You know what I mean? Yeah.
You don't need that?
No paparazzi. Okay.
That's kind of between each story.
Man, no, all right. Show them how we do in the hood, man. Right. You know what I'm saying? That's how we going to do it.
So this is what you want between stories?
Girl, holla! You got it. That's what I'm talking about, because that's what we do. We holla. We holler about showbiz. First thing we want to talk about is Britney's ex-boyfriend, my man Adnan Dudbro Ghalib. Apparently, my man has been charged with assault with a deadly weapon. Apparently, a process server tried to serve him a process and wound up getting served with the hood of his Mercedes-Benz. Apparently, people don't like when you run into other people with your vehicle, Adnan. You might want to think about that.
Make a note of that?
Yes. The good news is that in about 6 months, everybody in L.A. County will have a cell phone. Low price, bro. Okay.
Black kids.
So wait a minute. So Adnan Ghalib, this is the guy that was the bad influence on Britney, the one that he has the restraining order against him from Britney's father to stay away from Britney. Now you're telling me that he may be going away to jail on a felony count of running over somebody with his car.
Oops, he did it again.
Wow.
Yep, he hit somebody with his vehicle.
That was a Britney
apparently.
Spears song title.
Yeah. That was.
Come on, everybody.
That just happened. You missed that. Holla! Next up, we got my man Sir Charles, the round mound of rebound and go down. Apparently, Charles Barkley got himself in a little bit of trouble a couple weeks ago with some drunk driving incidents.
Yeah.
Well, apparently Charles has got to do himself anywhere between 5 and 10 days in the lower Buckeye Jail in Arizona there. And if you know this jail sounds familiar, it may be because this is where rapper DMX is currently serving time in a pink jumpsuit.
Oh, it's the pink jumpsuit place.
This is where Joe Arpaio, the sheriff there.
I love that guy.
Yeah, Kevin, you're from Phoenix.
How many
pink jumpsuits have you had to wear in your time, man?
Enough.
A couple? Okay.
Enough, I'd rather not talk about. He makes him wear pink jumpsuits. It's so great.
Pink jumpsuits. I mean, first of all, not that pink is an emasculating color or anything like that, but, you know, it doesn't stay clean and they're in the Arizona dirt. And it's just not becoming. So, you know, many wishes out to my man Charles, man. You know, keep your head up, bro. Girl, holla! Next up, we got my man Lil Weezy. Lil Wayne. Look, you know, it is getting to the point where it would be simpler to just release a list of rappers that have not been convicted of felonies than to keep going on, you know, announcing when one has. Lil Wayne was in New York, 2007, man, and he got caught with a gun, apparently, on his tour bus. It says that the officer smelled the scent of marijuana on the tour bus.
Oh, come
and,
on.
And proceeded to do a search and found Lil Wayne trying to secure a .40-caliber Glock pistol.
That seems bad.
Get this person a gold shield. They are Detective of the Year. You found a gun and weed on a rapper's tour bus in New York City. Congratulations.
How did you do it? That sounds tough.
Holla! Next up, we got some little, story here on the Gossip Girl. The CW network has picked up a...
You sounded really gay right there.
I can't do this. All I'm right. Sorry. Nope.com.
Another one?
Holla!
Sorry, Dave.
Puppy Lake for the story. Sorry, Dave. Next we have... Oh, God damn it.
What?
Fabulous? Jesus. Okay, apparently Fabulous, the rapper Fabulous, mm-hmm. That's F-A-B-O-L-O-U-S, for those of you keeping score, he was found with 500 pounds of marijuana on his tour bus.
Whoa! Yeah.
Nice!
I weigh about 250, 260. That means Fabulous got caught with two nails worth of weed on his tour bus.
That's the best thing I've ever heard.
That is awesome.
Does he get it at Costco or something? Well, is he stocking up for the whole year? Who needs that much at one time in one place?
I don't know, but the problem is he had 500 pounds of marijuana and $6,500 in cash. Either Fabulous is a bad drug dealer or he just re-upped, but I'm a little bit unimpressed by the cash cow he's got there in his bus with 500 pounds of weed.
Wow.
$7,000 for and 500
well,
pounds of weed?
He hasn't sold it yet.
Apparently not.
He's screwed, right? Yeah, I mean, 500 pounds, he's screwed.
That's dealer level. That's federal, man. Yeah.
That's federal. Now, here's the thing. It's a tour bus.
Right.
And it's not, I'm sure he doesn't own his own tour bus. And there's no way to really prove whose weed it was. If you got a good enough lawyer. Look, here's the deal, man. R. Kelly got caught. R. Kelly raped a bitch on TV. Okay?
That happened.
And it wasn't me.
That's true.
All right, so all Fab has got to say, what? It wasn't him. Girl, holla! Next up, we got, all right, look, let me just, I need to say something here, okay? Right. I know you guys saw the little cartoon a couple of days ago with your boy. What was it? In the LA, New York Times, rather, where the monkey had been shot. You know, and they made a little crap on the stimulus package.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, look, I'm happy Barack Obama is president. I am, but look, white folks, don't get too comfortable. Okay, y'all can't just walk around like walking up and petting random black people. You know, what I'm saying? there is still a slight element of racism here. And when you put a monkey in the New York Times with a bullet wound in his chest. And a crack like that, I don't care if it was meant about Pelosi or about Obama or who it was meant about. It's just a bad look.
but there was a monkey that was shot.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, that happened.
Right.
Okay.
That doesn't matter?
Nah, that doesn't. Because, you know, here's the thing, man. You know, if you have a 200-pound monkey in your house.
Right.
Okay, just thin the herd, man. That person deserves to get ripped apart.
I agree.
They should have shot the monkey. What they should not have done was put a cartoon in making fun of the monkey and even hinting that it could have had anything to do with the black president, because man, you know how we get.
Good point.
You know we sensitive, man. You know you got Al Sharpton, he all on TV. God damn it, white people, stop giving this man a reason to get on my television set.
He doesn't need a reason though, Anel.
I mean,
and you're not like that. That's why you're here.
I'm just saying, man. Just look. There has to be a checks and balance system out there. Who saw that cartoon and went, "That's good, run it."
Well, I think what's interesting to me is I totally understand. I don't disagree with you at all that you can't really get away with even making it appear as if you might be calling the black president a chip. I get all that.
Right.
But, I mean, they called George W. Bush a monkey for all 8 years he was in. I mean, there were websites, thesmirkingchimp.com. I mean, it was just they were calling him a monkey because
no
he was a politician.
But he was a monkey.
See? That's what nobody knows about George Bush. Somebody shaved a chimp and taught him to speak English and drink whiskey and gave him the presidency.
Yeah. All right. So I think we're with you. Do whatever you have to do to keep Al Sharpton happy. That's
man,
what
just
saying.
Keep him. I'm man, please. I can't look at the perm okay. no more.
Right.
We'll
work on that.
No more perm. Holla. And today we want to have celebrity birthdays here. We got my man singer, actor John Doe from X, one of my favorite groups.
You don't like X.
I do like X,
come
man.
Come on, Anel.
Matter of fact, Mike, man, you got the Lamb of God ready, man. Fire some of that up, homie. Let me know how we rock on the east side.
Everything you ever wanted. Woo! Everything you never
had. Hey! Okay.
Mike did the showbiz yesterday, and that new Lamb of God came out, and he played a bunch of clips for it, and then Anel said, oh, I love that.
You guys don't understand, man. Look, just because I happen to be a little bit darker than y'all, you know, I still have the spirit of a rocker inside,
but don't they,
man.
Don't they take away your black card if you like Lamb of God?
Nah, I'm a 6'1" black man. You're going to take a black card, you better put up a hell of a fight. Next up, we have actor Alexis Denisov from Angel and Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I like those shows, believe it or not, man. I get my little white girl fiend on, man, once in a while. We got actress Tia Leone. I haven't seen her in many years. You know, and it's comedian Carrot Top.
You don't want to see him.
Eyeshadow, bruh. Really? He's lucky he's buff, because you really can't say anything to a man who can rip your arms off. So, you let that slide. Actor Sean Astin, my man, Mike from the Goonies. He's 38. Singer Daniel Powder. Man, you better never have to go to jail with a name like Daniel Powder.
Yeah. For folks who don't recognize the name, he's the guy who did that. You had a bad day. He's that song guy.
Yeah, he's just goddamn. He gets on my nerves.
Yeah.
And the last one we got here, Rashida, if you're listening, girl. I need you to holler at your boy. Look, man, things are rough right now. Me and the wife, man.
Wait a minute. You just
I'm
had
just
a kid.
Saying,
wait,
I know.
You just had a kid.
Kevin, is your name Rashida?
You just had a kid.
I'm talking to Rashida.
All right.
Rashida, holler at your boy. I'm on Buckingham between Rodeo and Coliseum. Get at me. You know, and to answer your question, Kevin, yes, I do have a boy. And anybody would like a slightly used 16-month-old. He's not quite potty trained. However, he has an excellent propensity for drawing on walls. I'll let him go at a low, low price. Holla at your boy. And that is the showbiz busy.
Thank you enough. I love that. The ending of that is so refreshing.
Distorted.
Relaxing. It's the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock at 13 minutes after 8.
James Neal from Los Angeles just won tickets for Rise Against at the Forum July 11th with Rancid opening up. Tickets go on sale Saturday morning at 10. He's eligible for the drawing we do Friday, 47 hours from right now, for K-Rock's World Tour 2009, destination number 5. It is Rise Against in Tokyo.
Hey!
So I'm watching the president last night speaking in front of Congress, and he's talking about the recession. He says either you've been affected by it or someone that you know has been affected by it. And that someone that we know is Andrew Siciliano.
Oh.
Who joins us in the
studio.
Wow. Here on
Wayne.
The world-famous K-Rock.
Wayne.
Hi, Andrew.
Guys.
Unemployed Andrew. How are you, man?
Good morning.
Andrew Siciliano works at the DirecTV during football season.
Yes, exactly. And FSN during the week.
And FSN during the
week,
right?
Exactly.
But you lost one of your many, many jobs recently.
The Arena Football League. Yeah, the Arena Football League
shut
down.
Hate to see that go away.
It did. It's rough. It's rough. How about Bobby Jindal afterwards, guys?
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, the
dude. You know, if he's the future of the party, I don't even want to go to a party at his house.
Who are we talking about?
Bobby Jindal, the dude, the governor of Louisiana, who came on to the Republican response afterwards.
Oh, I didn't watch any of that.
And you want to talk about 10th grade book report.
Dude, I felt like he was Mr. Rogers reading to me some little animated book. It was ridiculous.
And then we went to the supermarket.
Exactly. That's exactly what he did.
Here's Elmo, and here's Abby, and then he tried hard. He couldn't. You don't beat Obama after he gets 67 stoppages for a round of applause before a joint session of Congress.
You don't
it
even
doesn't
go
work
after
that
him.
Way.
I mean,
you don't even try.
Yeah.
Wait, that's why they have an opening act and not a closing act after the headliner at the arena.
I would like to suggest that you guys all got what you paid for, and you should have avoided it like I did. You wouldn't have had to see it.
Yeah.
A lot of people were hopeful because everybody thinks Bobby Jindal is the up and coming Republican star.
Not after that speech.
He's going to run for president in 2012. Kevin, he's a young Indian guy who is the governor of Louisiana, and he's got to be, I don't know, is he even 40?
Andrew? He's 37.
Super young dude.
Looks so 28.
Here's a guy who's going to be around for a long time. So that was last
I
night,
hope he starts running for president right now so we can have another 4 years of that.
I do too. Andrew, we don't have a sports guy. We're always excited when you have the chance to come in, and apparently you got a lot of time lately, so we appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks.
What is going on? Mike has been talking a little bit off air about this kid for the Washington Nationals, this huge scandal with this guy that's got this enormous signing bonus to come play for the Nationals, play baseball, and apparently everything about this kid is a lie. What's that story?
You know the best part is? The dude's name is Smiley Gonzalez.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. That's Smiley Gonzalez.
That's his real given name?
No. Oh. It's not his real given name. He made up the entire stinking thing.
Oh, his name isn't even right.
All right, here's the deal. Okay. With kids in the Dominican or in Venezuela, Latin American kids, they don't go to high school.
Right.
And the day they turn 16, they can sign with a major league team and get a gazillion dollars. So what these kids do is they wait till they're 17, 18, 19, maybe even 20, where they get to be better than all the 16-year-old kids.
Right.
Maybe they missed the boat when they were 16. They weren't good enough.
Right.
Then they lie about their age, make up a birth certificate, make up everything, make up school records, transcripts, say you're 16, get a big signing bonus, and then they split it with the agent. Guys are skimming off the top. Then they show up. They get to the majors or they get to the minors. And when they're playing against 18-year-old kids in America, they're really 21. They're killing those kids and they make their money. But they lie about their age.
But how do you track that down? How do you know? I mean, if a government is helping or whoever is helping cover it up, how would we ever find out?
You can't do anything. What are you going to do? You're gonna ask for birth certificates?
How did this kid get discovered that the whole thing was a lie then?
Well, it was a whole scam with the agent. Like, the agents, they go from town to town, they find these guys, and they know that if they could bump up their resumes and they could scam a major league team, they get that much more money, and they tell the kid, let's say you're getting $1.5 million. By the way, I'm taking $1.2 million. You're not getting a thing, but I'm getting you in the door. This kid is really 23-year-old Carlos Lugo, but he said he was 16-year-old Smiley Gonzalez.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
There's 4 years difference.
They didn't even try with the
name. They didn't
even try. Come on.
So the Nationals might sue now, but good luck getting anything out of it. They're scammed.
Did they give him money?
$1.5 million.
They gave him $1.5 million.
$1.5 million, which is now probably all gone.
He can still play. He's still good, and he's still young enough to do a lot of good to them, right?
Exactly. He may turn into a decent ball player, but not one that was worth that investment. It was one they could have had in the door for a couple of bucks, not $1.5 million.
Right, sure.
Gotcha. Total scam.
Interesting.
Total scam.
I was watching Little League, and Colonel Sanders was playing second base, and I thought, that's weird. That's bizarre.
It's all the kids a little old. Well, you remember the whole Danny Almonte thing, right?
No, I don't.
The kid from New York a couple of years ago, who same thing. He came to the Dominican, went to elementary school and then junior high in New York. He said he was 11 or whatever you have to be. He was actually like 16.
He was big too. And that's why. Like, what?
He's like 6'1" with a mustache and three kids coming to the game in a minivan. Except he was driving with the three kids, and they were his three kids. And that's why he was blowing everybody away. And now he's playing like independent ball somewhere in Minneapolis on that team full of rejects.
Is this happening more and more? Or is it just? It is. Okay.
It's a scam.
It's just coming to light more and more, or it's been happening for a long time?
Like we said with the economy, right? If you can get your foot in the door somehow, if you can convince people somehow that you're worth something to get that gig, people are doing it.
You do anything
Why
you can.
Why not?
Right.
Yeah. I can't do it. I'm not that good.
Yeah. Andrew, but you're only 16, though. That's the thing I heard about you.
Yeah, that's what I say.
Andrew Siciliano is here. We got to take a break. When we come back, we want to talk about, whatever you want to talk about, Andrew, but the 11-12 for the Lakers. It's been unbelievable right now.
Kobe on fire.
I mean, there's been so many great – I've never seen more unbelievable shots in the NBA as I have in the last week, by the way. I don't know where all these guys are coming from with these 60-foot shots, but it's been unbelievable. But we'll talk about that and so much more with Andrew when we return right after this on the world-famous K-Rock. Our friend Andrew Siciliano is in the studio with the world-famous K-Rock. Hey, where can people see you or hear you or do you these days, Andrew?
Hey, all of the above. Thank you. Hey there. Hi there. on FSN, like FSN West, prime ticket out here, Wednesdays and Sundays doing the final score. All the highlights and chuckles we can cram into 30 minutes.
You don't hear the word chuckles very often.
No, you don't. Chuckles. Tomfoolery and hijinks. All that stuff. Thank you.
What about the way the Lakers were playing with the Thunder last night? What about, hey, we'll give you a huge lead just so we can have the fun of taking it away from you and winning?
Don't they seem bored?
Yeah.
Don't they seem bored?
this run right now, when you're going through some of the cities that they're going through, it doesn't seem like it's very challenging for them necessarily.
Well, they get Phoenix twice in the next 4 days, which is fun. So it's Shaq, right? And you see Shaq on Sunday. He entered the game, or when they had the introductions at the beginning, when they have the dark and the lights and all that.
Right.
He insisted on coming out like Superman. They carried him off the bench. And then yesterday, he was playing soccer in practice with Leandro Barbosa and running around the court like he's a 10-year-old. So he's going to have fun. They're going to have fun. When Shaq's there, it's fun. But look, the Lakers want the best record in basketball.
They do.
Did you know that there's a $50,000 bonus per head?
No.
If you get... That's how... I don't want to say the NBA is fixed, but that's how smoke and mirrors the NBA is. Now, like the All-Star weekend a couple of weeks ago,
yeah.
I mean... What's his name? Rudy Fernandez was throwing up dunks that were better than Dwight Howard.
Right.
But the white guy was getting the 42s, and Dwight Howard was getting 50s. They wanted Dwight Howard at the end. The whole thing, the whole Shaq Kobe co-MVP, like the
that was ridiculous.
The voting came in exactly the same. Right.
Who gets the $50,000 per player? Is it just the Lakers or whoever has the best record?
Best record.
Whoever has the best record.
So the whole thing... The whole thing, don't get me wrong, the Lakers are better than everyone else. They're destined to meet the Celtics again. They're fun to watch. Yeah. You should get excited about it. They have 47 wins. But in its whole, the NBA at times to me seems like just tedious and downright boring. And they have to throw these things out there like fixing events at the All-Star game and throwing cash on the table to make these guys interested. Stephon Marbury.
Wow, yeah.
You know Stephon Marbury, right?
Yeah.
He's got been trouble. $20 million this year to not play for the Knicks. You want a stimulus package. He got paid $20 million to not play. They just bought him out, and the number isn't out yet, but it's probably going to be like $17 million. They shaved three off to get him out the door. $17 million to not play basketball.
How can I get that deal? I can't play.
I'll take that.
That'd be awesome.
And I don't want to be the guy that's complaining about money, because it's always going to be that way.
What was their problem with him? What was their problem with him, though?
He
didn't think he could help the team?
He's a dick.
Bat poop crazy.
Yeah, he's crazy. Like, he's really good,
but
not worth it.
Really crazy.
Yeah.
Like, if you interview him, you think he's Tracy Jordan or Tracy Morgan.
Tracy Morgan.
30 Rock. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
No,
he's
sure.
That crazy. He did a TV interview in New York about a year ago, like some off-season Sunday morning round table kind of sit down. Everyone's drinking their coffee and having their muffin, and everyone's chill. And he's talking about this other state of consciousness that he went into when kissing his sister that week.
Oh!
No, serious.
All right.
There's audio. We should bring it in.
He was
kissing his sister. I finally knew it when she touched my soul and she touched my heart and I kissed her and I knew that we were one.
He was...
Exactly.
He was kidding?
No one knew.
They think he's going to play for the Celtics. He's going to end up.
Yeah. The Celtics need help there. They remember they shipped Sam Cassell out. He's not playing, so he got in his spaceship and headed to Sacramento.
So the Celtics are going to get him. Is that going to help them or hurt them?
Sure, it'll help him. I mean, he's instant offense. You give him the ball, he could score 20 points in two seconds if you give him the ball, and he actually is on. Whether or not he's going to wreck him is another issue. They're without Kevin Garnett for a couple of weeks, which is it's good news that he's out 3 weeks, because when you watched him walk off the court and hold that knee and stretch in the hallway, you thought it could be worse than that. So they're happy that he's out 3 weeks.
Andrew, you're the only guy that I've heard complain that the NBA is boring this season. I think there's been a lot of good stuff to watch this
year. It's fun, don't get me wrong, but it's fun in doses. When the Lakers play the Suns, it's fun. When there's a marquee matchup, the games that ABC has slated for Sunday, right? Those games and the TNT games on Thursday, I'm not trying to be the front runner here, a lot of those games are fun. A lot of the just NBA tedious games. Like what do we have last night? Let's see. Cleveland-Memphis. Toronto, Minnesota. Woo. Miami, Detroit.
But you're going to get that in any sport where you're not having the big teams play. I mean, that always is going to happen.
Obviously.
And I'll watch Cleveland anytime they're on.
Me too, because of LeBron.
Because LeBron is so fantastic to watch.
He's better than everyone else on Earth.
He's better than Kobe?
Well, no. But in the East, he can carry that team single-handedly. And I don't think... And Kobe... this is not a Kobe bash as well, but there's so much talent in the West. It's far more difficult for Kobe to do what LeBron does and single-handedly carry a team through this conference as LeBron can through the East. And Kobe has so much more talent around him than LeBron does. Not even close. Not even close.
Especially at the end of the game. I've never seen anybody like Kobe at the end of a game.
He is the best, period, hands down, of our generation at the end of the game.
Yeah.
It almost seems like Kobe would prefer that the Lakers be down by two or three or four with a minute left just because it gives him the opportunity to win it.
Wouldn't you want it to?
No, yeah, I would want to be up by 20 with a minute left.
But that's because you don't have the confidence
in
him. Right. He knows he's going to win it, so why not? All right, Andrew, we need to take another quick break. We played some really funny sports announcers earlier this morning.
Hey.
Really, really bizarre. Okay. A lot of them from hockey. And we want to run some of them by you and get your take on them because they, Chick Hurd.
Well, you've done some play-by-play.
Sure.
I mean, we'd like to get your professional opinion.
We have Lottie Devot's news as well.
What?
Is he dead?
No.
Oh, all right. We'll be right back.
Andrew Siciliano in our studio this morning from the Fox Sports Network talking. Well, we've got some tape we want to play for you and get your comments on since you're a play-by-play guy yourself.
Sure.
Andrew. But first, you promised us some Vlade news before the break.
Yeah. Do we have like a breaking news sounder or something like that?
Look for bed news or something.
Because
like
you just love Vlade.
Yeah. Vlade, I am a longtime Laker fan my entire life. Used to go there and boo him. When he was a Laker, I hated
him. Wow.
He's got hands. There you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, this morning, Vlade Divac, 41. This just handed me. He's 41. He was elected president of the Serbian Olympic Basket. No, not basketball. The Serbian Olympic Committee Tuesday. He now runs Serbia's Olympics. He's celebrated by smoking a carton of Camels before noon.
Is he trying to get smoking to be added to the list of
Olympic sports
competitions?
I guarantee you they would sweep it. You ever been to or seen the tape of a European League basketball game?
No.
You can't see the court because of the smoke. Yeah. The coaches are sitting there. The players, they're smoking on the bench.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's like
God.
A bad rec league thing. And they're smoking on the bench, and guys are throwing bottles out of the stands. It's awful. They should have cages like an MMA thing.
It sounds like a Will Ferrell movie, doesn't it?
It does, actually. Yeah, except the funny ones, right?
Andrew, you used to do play-by-play for the Las Vegas Avengers?
The Los Angeles Avengers, and before
Los
that, the
Avengers.
Las Vegas Gladiators. It's a tradition unlike any other.
Okay. Did you have a catchphrase? Was there anything that you used whenever points were scored?
Actually, when I was in Vegas, I was at the blackjack table and not really paying much attention to the game we were doing. So, no, I really wasn't there.
Mm.
No, I had no catchphrase, short answer. I try not to. Not that I'm better than anyone else. I just think they're cheesy. If they develop through time, so be it. But to try to manufacture catchphrases,
it does seem
to
like,
me, is a little overbearing.
It does seem like you need one if you're going to be a sports announcer. Maybe fight that, but it seems like there's a pressure for everybody that, I don't know, it just seems like that is what is endearing to people. About a guy like Chuck Hearn, by the way, who did it for 60 years.
A legend who didn't need them.
Right, he didn't need it at all.
But he had them.
Yes. But mainly just the one at the end.
Sure.
Mainly.
The refrigerator, the Jell-O, we got it. Yeah, and we love Chick regardless. But that developed over time, I'm sure. There are guys nowadays, young guys, in the minors or trying to make a name for themselves who sit up late at night trying to come up with catchphrases and will try a dozen or two or three dozen of them out on a nightly basis try to get their call on SportsCenter that night, then go back to the
hotel. How much fried chicken can you eat?
Like that? You mean like that? You're
now how much fried chicken can you eat?
But Mike Lang in Pittsburgh, who did the Penguins for years, or does them for years, he came up with stuff like that, like the chainsaw thing.
He's the best.
He's the best at it, exactly.
What about the dude in Florida Panthers? What about Randy Muller?
I have no clue who he is.
Oh.
Is he good?
Oh.
I try to avoid hockey.
Go to camera. What?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan. Seriously.
I didn't know you were gay.
Wow. We're supporting the Canadian economy. Do you realize if we shut down hockey, no one goes in the States. But if we shut it down here, you know, how much of an economic hit it would be to Canada? We're just supporting them. That's all we're doing.
You're high. It's the best sport ever.
Am I?
But here's the thing. This guy, Randy Muller from the Florida Panthers, he calls a goal, and then afterwards he comes up with whatever. And sometimes it's from a movie. This guy is really bizarre, but great.
Ballard, quick strike, shoot, he scores! Ball! The meatloaf! Panthers with a power play goal. They got a 1-0 lead.
Wedding Crashers?
Yes.
He's Will big Ferrell on the Wedding Crashers, as you'll hear. He's very
a lot of Wedding Crashers.
Go ahead.
Stillman right out in front, shoot, he scores! Make me a bicycle clown!
Twice swoops in.
What is that?
I don't know what that was from.
That's Wedding Crashers.
Wedding Crashers? I have this. I don't do New Year's resolutions. I think they're lame. All right? Just try
Me
to
too.
Lead a better life.
Right.
But one thing that I want to do in 09 is stop being that dude that uses a Will Ferrell line for
every moment of awkward silence in every conversation in everyday life. I don't want to be that guy
anymore. That's tough because that's a crutch for all of us.
Exactly. Yes. I don't want to be the dude that says, and I love Will Ferrell movies, but I don't want to be the dude that says, honey, do you think KFC is still open?
Yeah.
Whenever there's that moment of awkward silence, I don't want to be that guy. Or
well, you have higher standards than I do.
Scotch. I love scotch. I don't want to be that guy.
Here's some more of this dude.
Puts it back to the left. Pouring, there's deflected. Loose puck right out in front. There's Booth in the back. And he shoots. He scores! You did the motorboat, didn't you? David Booth gets the goal.
This guy like watch Wedding Crashers on every plane ride.
Skates in the middle, fires a shot through screen. Scores! Jay Bouwmeester! Oh, good for you.
Come on, he's doing Christian Bale.
Now, if he really wanted to do Wedding Crashers, couldn't he yell something like, it was my first Asian!
But this, I love good for you because he's clearly doing the Christian Bale rant tape. That's pretty clever.
That's good.
This guy, I don't think any of us could be him. I'm glad he exists, though. I'm glad he's out there doing this. I don't think necessarily it's your shtick, but I love
him. Down the goal line to Stillman. He skates up, face off, dot, turnaround shot, traffic out in front, loose puck, they shoot, they score! Paid that man his money! Here comes Kreps down the right side. He's got Scratsons with him. Kreps fires a shot. Rebound, they score! Pour some sugar on me!
Come on!
What is that from?
That's old Def Leppard.
It's a Def Leppard song.
Okay. I saw them at the Bowl like 2 years ago. Anyone see them?
No.
Wow, are they bad now?
I've seen them 4 times.
Really?
Wow.
They're bad now?
Wow. The drummer still has only one arm, which
well,
I wanted my
think
money
was
back.
Grow back?
Well, if I shut up and he had two, I'd want my money back.
Okay.
Right?
So you're good. You're happy.
I was good, but the other, what's the dude's name? Who's the dude?
The singer?
Yeah, he cannot hit the high notes anymore. Wow.
This guy can. This guy could sing for them.
Campbell throws it out of front. Goes back to the point. Long shot. They shoot. They score! There's a new sheriff in town, and his name is Reggie Hammond. McKay back to Weiss. Top of the faceoff circle. Down the goal line to Stillman. Over to Bowman. He shoots. He scores! Run, Forrest! Run!
Which is from Benjamin Button, right?
Sure.
Okay, right.
It's from Benjamin Button, right?
Bowmeester on the left point. Steps in. Wrist drop right on. They shoot. They score! She blinded me with science.
Yeah, all right. Come on.
What the hell is that?
Here's Horton. Top of the faceoff circle. Doesn't shoot the puck. Now he gets a shot away. Rebound the Booth. Right out in front again. The Panthers swap at it. And they score. Richard Sednik, I believe, is going to get the goal. This game is tied up at 3. Waka waka.
You know what he's doing?
You need to make waka waka.
You know what this is? It's the equivalent of one of those side things on Family Guy. Where they sit around and go, give me an 80s reference, please.
Yeah,
like
that's
the
true.
ABBA video.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Okay,
yeah.
Not the ABBA. The, what was the take on me? That wasn't ABBA.
Aha.
Thank you. Fouls, A's. And they just do a random side reference to an 80s pop culture deal.
He's
right?
The best.
Panthers that's come funny. Right back with a 2-on-1 down the left side. Here's Ballard with a wrist shot. Shoots. He scores! We've landed on the moon!
All right, I don't want to be the guy with the Will Ferrell quote for every occasion, but that just happened.
Mark, now there's a turnover. Here's Campbell, and he fans on it. Rebound by Oles. And should they score? Who's your daddy, and what does he do?
Yeah. Going to punch in the ovaries, everybody. Right in the baby maker.
Andrew, doesn't this make you want to get another play-by-play gig now, though? Come on.
It does, to come up with Tracy Morgan lines or something like that. I don't know.
Well,
yeah, they're
to work
fun.
On that.
Don't get me wrong.
When you come back for the football season in DirecTV.
You know why you can do
I
that?
I want you to start doing that.
I will. Because no one listens to the Florida Panthers.
Well, that's true.
Right?
But I'm going to start now.
For sanity.
Of course,
you have to have fun.
Because no one's listening, so you have to screw around.
What's that guy's name?
Randy Muller.
The Panthers get control of it, though. Again, here's Boynton on the right wing. Throws it out in front. They shoot. They score! You're my boy, Blue!
Come on!
That's another line that I don't need to hear anyone yell. If I need to if I sit at a blackjack table one more time, right? And you take a card, you got 16, and you pull a 5, and some jackass sitting at first base yells, you're my boy, Blue, good pull! Come on.
And throws a cross ice pass to Horton, he fakes, fires, scores! Nathan Horton skyrockets in flight, afternoon delight.
I thought he'd do like Horton Hears a Who.
I know, I did too.
Something like that.
See, that's what you'd expect him to do. So he went a different direction.
You would, right at Anchorman.
Yeah. All right, we're out of time, but you have to bring the, you have to bring your own to the table.
I will be cheesy next time. I apologize.
You got to be cheesy. That's what you need is more cheesy.
Pick a movie.
You just need to randomly shout balls. What do you think?
I'm just going to go Tropic Thunder for everything.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. That's good. I like that. There's a lot of good clips from that.
Boys, thanks for having me.
Sure.
And I'm glad you came in, man. We enjoyed it.
When's the last time you smiled so big it bumped into your ears? From La Jolla to the gas lamp, you'll find a million reasons to smile in San Diego. Find great spring break deals on hotels, resorts,
just
and attractions.
Stop it.
At sandiego.org. Remember, San Diego, happy happens. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Olaz at the side of the net. Fire scores! Oh, we're going to need a bigger boat.
It's the Gavin DeVito on the world-famous K-Rock 854. Ralph is on vacation this week. We're taking our turns filling in with the show biz beat, and now it's my turn. I can't believe we haven't spent all day talking about Megan Fox being suddenly single, but she and her douchebag fiancé, Brian Austin Green, apparently, it is confirmed, have called it quits.
God, that was the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
They've been engaged for some time. He had a daughter from a previous relationship, but it's been a pretty good run for them. I mean, how long have they been together, Mike? 2 or 3 years,
Five.
It seems like, right?
Five years
they've been together.
I thought he had a son from another relationship, because what were we talking about? What would
they
it be
went
like?
To court.
That's right.
Remember?
What would it be like to have Megan Fox all of a sudden join your family?
And I don't know who decided to break up this time, but I'm sure that Brian Austin Green's son was like, please don't do it. Please don't do it. Please don't break up. Please stay together. Come on. I'm going to hit puberty one day. Come on. Anyway, they apparently have called it quits because the relationship had simply, quote, run its course, end quote. And they plan to stay the best of friends, you guys.
That's correct. Sure. That is true, because celebrities can do that. We can't.
But we do need to figure out a way to get to Megan Fox now that she's single.
Well, what are you going to do if you get to her?
I'm going to be first is what I'm going to do. I'm going to be next. I'll tell you. I can't believe we haven't mentioned this today because I think this is huge news, and I couldn't be more excited about it. I don't watch the Conan O'Brien that much. Kevin, I know you're a big fan of Conan.
I do like him. I like Jimmy best, and then Conan second.
He's taken over the Tonight Show, as you know, very soon. And it was announced yesterday that Andy Richter is coming back to the show to work with Conan. Andy, of course, was one of the best things about his Conan O'Brien show when it first went to NBC in the early years. Hilarious sidekick. He left the show to pursue acting, and it was in a couple of TV shows. He's always funny, whatever he does. But I think the best things that Andy Richter ever did was with Conan on that show.
Yeah, he's great.
I'm super psyched. He's going to be working as the show's announcer, taking part in the skits and bits, and that show debuts on June the 1st. But I think that is fantastic news. Here's an update on that Ticketmaster story that we've been following out of New Jersey.
Yes.
Remember, Bruce Springsteen himself was pissed, not to mention how many fans were pissed when they were trying to buy tickets for the boss's shows this summer, and they were instead directed after Ticketmaster said, oh, the seats that you thought you were going to buy at X dollars are sold out, but we certainly can sell you as many as you want at Y dollars. And there have been congressional investigations into it. Ticketmaster has decided to pony up tickets to the people that complained and give them the opportunity to buy face value tickets to the people that complained about being instead directed to tickets now.
Okay. Yeah.
Which is a good start. It's a good step in the right direction. I don't know how that helps us the next concert that goes on sale when the exact same thing happens again. But at least it looks to me like they are aware that they've pushed it a little bit too far now.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
You sound skeptical of anything changing.
They got a lot of making up to do, as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. They've been ripping off people and not caring for a long time. Unless they wholesale change, F them.
Right. Here's another story we haven't had a chance to get to today, and I love this one. You know, a lot of people are into the NASCAR, even in Southern California. You saw how big the Auto Club 500 was this past weekend in
Montana. Sorry, Bean. Who won that race?
Well, it's funny you should mention it, because Matt Kenseth, who had appeared on the Kevin and Bean Show just a couple of days earlier, proving once again that there is no curse. How about that?
All right.
Here's a guy who he's in prison now. He is suing NASCAR for $23 million because he says it's their fault that he became addicted to the sport, that watching races is what made him drive 135 miles an hour, which is one of the things that he was arrested for. He said it was his addiction to NASCAR that made him do lots of illegal things, including opening up fraudulent credit card accounts so he could buy tickets to NASCAR events.
Sure.
And he just goes on and on and on to say that it was all NASCAR's fault and they should have done more to not poison him and make him become addicted to their sport.
I want to do it because it's fun. It's fun to do bad things.
That's his quote.
I don't know how well that lawsuit is going to do. And one more note that is a follow-up to a conversation we had earlier in the week, and hopefully this will be the last thing you hear about the Oscars. But the big complaint on the Kevin and Bean Show in the last few years has been, look, they do a lot of things right on the Oscars, but they got to cut out all of those awards that nobody cares about. That's the worst part of the show, is the 2 hours in the middle that's makeup, that's special effects, that's, you know, those kinds of awards that nobody cares about. It's, sound engineering.
It's all important. Everybody plays their part, and without them, we wouldn't have movies, but it doesn't make for a good TV show.
And I've never been able to figure out why they don't make the obvious choice, which is to do what they do with other technical awards and put them on a separate night and let those people have their due, and anyone who wants to watch that can, and save the stuff that we care about for the real show. Well, this is the first time I have seen this reported anywhere, and it was in an article in the New York Post yesterday, that apparently trade unions that represent workers like the makeup people have it in their contracts that guarantees that those awards will be shown on the television Oscars.
Really?
No.
You guys heard anything like that?
No.
No. I don't even know how you could put that in your contract. I mean, the Oscars, they are not the people who pay you or who negotiate with you.
Wow.
That's a great point, Lisa. I don't know how it works exactly either, but it said in the New York Post that they have contracts guaranteeing that their work will be seen on air. Every award needs to be presented in front of the Oscar audience. Now, that's bizarre. Like to find out more about that, because you're right. The people who put on the Oscars are not the people who are making the movies.
Mm-mm.
So I don't know how that works, but I mean, if they could figure out a way to break that rule, it seems like they could do the show in half a time. I mean, a 2-hour Oscars would be a great Oscars, right?
Oscars, would it be even better?
Yeah. I agree.
All right, just the top 5 awards. Let's do it in 15 minutes and get on with it. How about that?
They can do it commercial-free for 15 minutes.
Today's celebrity birthdays, the best of all is Rashida Jones from The Office. Of course, she is Quincy Jones' daughter. She's been an actress for a long time. She was on Boston Public. I can't believe we haven't played this today, but we had the opportunity to speak with the beautiful Rashida Jones.
Oh, how dare you.
On our program some time ago.
I don't remember that.
Kevin, I think you were at your best, and I don't know if you were just blinded by her beauty or what.
She was on the phone, Dean.
I do remember one, but you got nervous knowing how hot she was. I do remember one particular question that you asked Miss Jones that I'd like to revisit.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Did you know that going into when you started on the second office, when you were on the outside office, not the one, main one?
That was A Moment with Kevin.
That's a beauty.
Oh, come on, dude.
That's not even trying.
Come on.
That is no way to live.
Other celebrity birthdays include Mrs. Dave Duchovny. Taya Leone is 43 years old today. Sean Astin from Lord of the Rings is 38. Do you guys know the name Scott Thompson?
Scott Thompson is Boys in the Hood?
He is Carrot Top. Okay. He is 42 today.
Oh, that's his name?
That's your boy's old name.
I was thinking Boys in the Hall is what I was thinking.
Kids in the Hall. Yeah.
Kids in the Hall.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn it.
And it's Carrot Top's birthday. He is 42 today, and that is the correction of his beard.
That is no way to live.
All right. This afternoon, 5 o'clock, Kevin and Bean, Cinco de la Tarde, we are going to have a reverse intervention with somebody here at K-Rock. Somebody's speaking about making the wrong decisions, and we hate to see that happen.
Wait, a reverse intervention?
Yes.
We're going to try to keep him out of rehab?
That's correct.
Because if he stops drinking, he's not fun.
No one will like him.
Okay.
That's
I think that's a good message to send to the kids.
So that's this afternoon at 5.
And tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, by the way, we're going to continue our search for where the hell is Amy Winehouse and will she show up at Coachella. And we also have a guy on tomorrow, Lisa May, who's going to explain to us that God loves divorce and thinks there should be more of it, which goes, a little counter to what we've been taught our whole lives.
Well, I'm certainly one of his people.
He's not accepting of it. He thinks it's great.
Yes.
And it should happen a lot more.
Like everyone should get divorced?
It makes him happy.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Interesting.
I guess we'll find out. That's tomorrow morning on an all-new Thursday edition of the Kevin and Bean Show. But don't go away. Kat is next with 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock, including the Chili Peppers, also the Killers, 311, Kings of Leon, Green Day, and more next on K-Rock. We have to, unfortunately, take care of one of our own. We've got a problem in the family, Kevin. We got to deal with this.
We do. Beer Mug, who works here behind the scenes a lot. He runs the board a lot. He has also been on the Kevin and Bean Show quite a bit.
Yes.
Apparently, had a rough weekend.
You hear how I sound?
Yeah.
Like absolute garbage. Well, it was a Vegas weekend.
Vegas weekend, okay.
You don't really know how those go. Well, I got there on Friday night, Saturday morning, and I got there about 1 a.m., drove up, and I was up for about an hour. I wasn't there for more than 10 minutes, and I'd already been handed about 4 shots of this red absinthe stuff.
Absinthe?
Yeah. Mm. I don't normally drink that. You know, I'm a normal, kind of cocktail beer guy.
Sure.
I started mixing that with vodka.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
And chased by some kind of energy drink, which was pretty tasty, but
sure.
After about an hour and a half, blacked out, woke up. It was 3 p.m. on Saturday.
Wow.
This is a mess.
Yeah, and at the blackjack table, I get about 8 or 9 comp drinks.
Right, sure.
Red Bull vodkas.
Uh-huh.
Was up, a lot of money. Decided to go to the liquor store, buy a bottle of Jaeger.
Oh. What is wrong with you?
You know,
Jaeger is death.
When you're in Vegas, you got to go overboard. You know, you know the industry's motto, please drink responsibly.
Sure.
Well, I just totally threw that out the window.
Yeah, you do the opposite.
And
okay, but nobody goes
to a liquor store in Vegas. You can get drinks.
Right. Why wouldn't you
that's
just
a good point.
Stay at the blackjack table and keep ordering drinks?
Can order a bottle of Jaeger.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
But Mug, because you're operating at a different speed than the rest of us today, I let's cut to the chase. So you had a bender weekend in Las Vegas. That's not cause for concern. Every once in a while you do something like that. That's not a big deal. You sober up, then you're fine.
Well, fast forward a couple hours on Saturday night. I end up knocking on one Nicole Alvarez's hotel room because she happens to be down there for a buddy of ours' birthday.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And apparently, I don't remember anything.
Good.
She said that I was banging on the door at 3 a.m. and flipped the room service table across the room.
Oh, my God.
Oh. All of a sudden, you're the Incredible Hulk when you get a couple of drinks.
Yeah. And
you don't remember any of this?
Don't remember any of this.
Okay.
Apparently, I punched a TV in the room.
Good.
I was just going on a rampage, and my hand's kind of black and blue, still swollen from it, and I woke up the next morning, a couple hours later, in the hallway of the
You
floor.
Were asleep in the hallway.
Passed out in the hallway. She I guess she kicked me out.
She put you on the room service table and wheeled you out into the hallway.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Usually, if there's stuff like that going on, there's a blackout as a result of alcohol. That is a signal that maybe you've overdone it. But the report that I got back through the halls at K-Rock is that you were talking about quitting drinking altogether. And that's what worried me, because that's unacceptable for you, Beer Mug.
I think that's true as well.
Well, guys,
his name is Beer Mug.
Your name is Beer Mug. You do have a tattoo of a beer mug on your foot.
Sometimes you come to realizations. All professionals retire. Put it on the shelf.
Right.
I'm a professional drinker.
No,
to retire.
Here's what happens, though. You go through a weekend like that, and you say, in all earnestness, for 3 days, never going to drink again. But then you get over that, and you go drink again. We want to make sure this is a reverse intervention. Yeah. We want to make sure you don't stop drinking, because to be honest, I don't think we'd be that interested in you without alcohol.
Yeah.
But, you know what I mean?
But then again,
I don't think you're that interesting a person.
But Kevin,
you drink.
Kevin, I don't want Ralph for one day to announce in his showbiz beat that Beer Mug has died at age 25 of an alcohol overdose. And who would you get to do all the wacky stuff on your show anymore?
Who would eat crap?
Who would snort stuff?
But who would do that if they weren't a drinker? I mean, I think
that's a great point.
That loops you up.
This is a real weird situation for me, because I have a responsibility as someone in recovery to try to like spread to support him and open up to him and help him guide him through into recovery.
But in
and
this
he,
case,
he approached me. He said, "Mike, look,
oh no,
Mike, I need help."
No, Beer Mug.
And I was like, "Whoa." Yeah. Let's reconsider here, Beer Mug.
I like that.
Yeah, I mean, I know I'm in recovery, but this may not be for you.
Look,
this
really, I don't want you to die. I would like you to get close on a daily basis, though. I find that entertaining.
Here's the thing, Mug. Kevin is absolutely right. No one likes you unless you're drinking. You might as well be coming in and saying, guys, I'm a really hot chick, but I've decided I'm tired of being a hot chick and popular, so I'm just going to pork out and be fat. No one cares about you anymore once you're the hot chick who's now fat. That's what you're dealing with.
Have you guys ever hung out with me while I'm not drinking?
Have you ever not drank?
Yeah. No and no.
We have some alcohol right now.
Look at that.
A bottle of Grey Goose vodka.
And Bushmills.
And Bushmills.
I've never been so proud of all of you in all my life.
Dr. Drew would be so upset right now to see what you guys are doing
Dr.
to me.
Dr. Drew is bullshit. Take that shot. Take the shot. Drink it.
Are you, Mike?
Drink it!
Oh, what the hell.
Drink. Yeah!
Swallow!
Single lady. There it is. There it is. You made your point, Kevin. We get that you don't like the song. We get that. We understand that.
Wait, here's my favorite part.
Are you suggesting that maybe it's repetitive?
Just a bit.
Okay. Kevin Abid.
Wait, this is my favorite part.
Say
Cinco de la Tarde for a Wednesday afternoon. Ralph is on vacation. We're going to take a look at the showbiz beat. I want to thank the 1,000, 2,000, 10,000, however many it was, people who felt the need to email us that Megan Fox was now single. As if I didn't feel that in my heart the minute it happened.
Really? Did your loins stir?
You could kind of tell.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely felt something moving around down there for the first time since the 80s. And I'm telling you, Megan Fox and Brian Austin Green, who have been together for 5 years, apparently, according to Us Weekly, have called off their engagement. They say the relationship has run its course, but they plan to stay friends. And we were talking this morning, I don't care what Brian Austin Green goes on to do for the rest of his life, there has to always be part of him that goes, I somehow was with Megan Fox and now I'm not. How do you ever get over that?
Yeah, that's a good question.
No, I don't think he does. I think it's all downhill from here.
But see, the difference is if you, Bean, or I were dating her, that would be way out of our league. For him, he probably just moves on to another super hot chick.
Come on. No. She's way hotter than him.
Hmm. And he's bright. He's 90210, yeah. Dude. Look,
he's Terminator dude now.
I'd rather run over my kid with my car than lose Megan Fox, well, okay? I don't know how he recovers from that,
know,
but
Bean,
frankly,
that doesn't really get girls so much when you do that.
I don't think so.
I don't think that would have done the trick, but
I frankly don't care if he gets over it or not, but I am curious to see what the beautiful Megan Fox does next, because that is maybe the best news we've ever heard.
The Octomom? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Who's living with her mom in a 3-bedroom home?
Yeah.
Unemployed? 14
right.
Kids?
Yeah. Yes.
Her father was on Oprah yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Her father. So okay. Now he's the grandparent of the 14 kids. He says that NBC took her out of the hospital by midnight to a secret location. He's saying that she was still in the hospital. She was still pretty out of it. She hadn't rested yet. NBC sent in an extraction team.
Really?
And grabbed her, took her out in the middle of the night. She was confused, and she didn't mean any of the stuff that she said.
Oh, that's why she said all the different
yes.
things that she said.
Yes.
That doesn't make any sense. NBC doesn't kidnap people to interview them. Clearly, she agreed to go on the Today Show,
not
right?
Normally, they don't. No, they say, this is their quote, contrary to her father's allegations, we did not take Nadia from the hospital and with the interview, which was conducted with respect and took place at a time of her choosing.
That sounds more likely to tell you. She certainly did not look like she was under... I mean, she looked stupid and mental, but she didn't look like she was under duress or drugged or anything like
not
that during
all.
The interview.
Apparently, her father asked Oprah to pay for her mental health. Like, if I can get her to go to a shrink or something, would you pay for it? I guess Oprah said yes.
I'm sure Oprah did. She's that kind of person, but you'll never get her to go to anyone.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I heard... It was really interesting. I heard on the Channel 4 News this morning, and I don't know how solid this is, but they were making it sound like the Kaiser Permanente Hospital, where the kids were born and where the kids still are, the octuplets, the latest group of eight, that the hospital is not going to release them to this woman until she has a better living situation, until she's got a bigger, more appropriate place for that many kids. And I don't know if that's something the hospital does with other moms, if they, you know, personally want to check out their homes before they send them home. But I mean, it almost sounds like, you know, like when you adopt a dog, they want to come by and make sure you got a yard. It's just weird.
Well,
I'm
if you've
glad.
Got eight kids, I think someone could sue them for being, I don't know,
negligent,
child
maybe?
Endangerment by releasing them to her.
Eight more, by the way.
Eight,
she has six
Yeah, that's
already.
Right, in a place where they know that there's no place for them to be.
This kind of multiple birth is more suited to, say, a possum than a human being.
That is accurate.
True. Octomom has also been offered $1 million to make porn. Vivid Entertainment fired off a letter to her saying they were offering her $1 million to star in a skin flick of her own.
Okay, I get the fascination of famous people naked. I get that. I know that people were curious to see the Tonya Harding video, for instance, even though she's not an attractive woman. But from what we know about what this woman's body has gone through, it can't look good, right?
Vivid is willing to go one step further by telling us they'll give her family full medical and dental insurance if she becomes a, quote, contract girl, which means more than one movie for them.
Mm. Mm. Wow.
Allegedly, the first porn title is Opening the Curtains. That has not been confirmed.
How is that funny?
Oh, I can't explain it to you. I don't... I don't know what option she's going to have for cash. I don't think she is very popular or well-liked, so I don't know that a lot of people are going to want to give her money for endorsements and stuff like that. I don't know how she's going to pay for these kids, which is why I think you and me are going to be paying for these kids.
Yep, that's going to happen.
She'll probably pass on the porn. I think this is great news. As you know, Conan O'Brien's last show on NBC in the 12:30 time slot was last Friday night. He starts over with NBC at 11:30 in the Tonight Show starting on June 1st. This is great, I think. Andy Richter is going to be rejoining Conan as a sidekick on the show. For years, they were together on the old Conan show, and I just think he is hilarious. He's gone on to do the Andy Richter Controls the Universe. He's been on some other shows. He's such a funny dude. He's going to be operating as Conan's announcer on the show and take part in skits and bits. Again, that show begins on June 1st. Of course, you should be watching Jimmy Kimmel anyway, but if you're for whatever reason you don't get ABC, then Conan and Andy might be a good second choice.
You know who Josh Fries is? Drummer?
Woo!
Mm-hmm. Legendary rock and roll drummer, sure.
He, of course, has been with the Perfect Circle for a while. He was, Nine Inch Nails?
He's done studio work with Nine Inch Nails, Ween, The Vandals.
Pretty much every band out there. He's selling a bunch of stuff to raise money, and some of it is really bizarre. Like, for example, you could, for $250, meet Josh in Venice, California, and go floating together in a sensory deprivation tank.
Okay.
You could have dinner with Josh Fries at a Sizzler. That's one of the things
Why
he's auctioning
he
off.
Why does he choose the Sizzler, I wonder? It's one of his favorite restaurants?
It's the best restaurant ever. It has soft serve ice cream for dessert. That's
true.
Why.
You're right.
Josh washes your car or does your laundry, or you can wash his car. You can have dinner with Josh aboard the Queen Mary in Long Beach. Here's one of my favorites. You can get drunk and cut each other's hair in the parking lot of the Long Beach courthouse.
How do you even think of that as something to offer?
I don't know.
We have Josh Fries coming in on the Kevin and Bean Show in a couple of weeks, by the way. We'll have a chance to find out where all this stuff came from and find out more about it, but that's a great idea.
You could take shrooms and cruise Hollywood with Danny Carey of Tool in his Lamborghini and then have Josh Fries join your band. That is also one of the things that you can bid on. So
you can do the shrooms and the cruising with Andy Dick for free. Why pay for it with Josh? All right, one more note, and since we're on the music tip, how about Faith No More, one of Psycho Mike's all-time favorite bands, reuniting. Of course, they were big back in the early 90s. The song Epic, the one that had the video of the little fish floating around out of the water, remember, was a huge, huge hit back in 1990. But the band had several albums, and they were very well-regarded. They are back together. We'll be doing their first live shows this summer. First time they've played together since 1998, by the way, so more than 10 years. So far, they've only announced some European festival dates. No concerts planned for North America. Of course, Mike Patton is on the bill for Coachella, but apparently that is going to be with Rozelle, the beatboxer, and not with Faith No More. But there's hope if you're a Faith No More fan that you'll get a chance to see them later in 2000.
Oh, you know what song I love by them, Faith No More?
I'm pretty sure that wasn't them.
You know what sucks about this song is that, and I'm sorry to everybody, but you're going to be singing this song in your head all night.
That is true.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
Today's celebrity birthday is Mrs. Dave Duchovny and a terrific actress in her own right, Taya Leone. Her Dennis movie with Ricky Gervais just came out on DVD last week, if you want to check that out. Very funny. Also, Carrot Top turns 42 today from Lord of the Rings. Actor Sean Astin is 38. And the beautiful star of The Office, Ann Quincy Jones's daughter, Rashida Jones, turns 33. I'm reminded, seems like it wasn't that long ago that we had Rashida Jones on the show.
Don't have that.
And Kevin had an interesting question to ask her
about Nicole Alvarez,
the plot line on The Office. Can we hear some of that, please?
60 minutes of nonstop.
And now, it's time for a moment with Kevin.
Did you know that going into when you started on the second office, when you were on the outside office, not the one, main one?
That was a moment with Kevin.
Come on. People that are listening now in the afternoon haven't heard that. Why do you have to...
And now they are enjoying
themselves. That was the last appearance of Rashida Jones on the Kevin and Bean Show. I can't figure that out. Nicole's got 60 minutes of nonstop K-Rock music next, including Bad Religion, also the Chili Peppers, Radiohead, new music from Kings of Leon, Nirvana, and more next on K-Rock.